The Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike. Hello. Hello.
I'm Larry. I'm Larry of the corner. I'm lying in bed. There's a minister over there. People are all gathering around the bed.
I want to see it all. Oh, boy.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
I'm sick.
And why doesn't the press search harder when it involves pro-lifers? They certainly do when it's pro-choicers.
King, we're back. We back?
Yeah.
Here for this Green Bay? Oh, next is Green Bay. I lost it there for a minute.
Hi, can I speak to Larry King, please?
No.
Oh, okay. Could you patch me through to him? It's kind of urgent.
Yeah.
Rob Williamson?
Are you friends?
Well, actually, I'm going to be a guest later on this show. Hello, Larry.
Yeah.
I just called you a few minutes ago. I was just wondering, what are you enjoying today for lunch? I just.
You know, they're quite willing to kill off nature, you know, for a cheap buck, and then just point the finger at somebody else for why the jobs disappeared. Hello?
Yep. I'm sorry. Don't want to rephrase that.
Okay, this anniversary for Don and Mike, and after it's taped, give it to Andrea, and she'll phone and say she's got it, okay? Hi, it's Larry King in Washington, so proud of the fact that Don and Mike have reached their 8th anniversary. Pleasure to welcome you aboard. Happy new organization. Happy anniversary, guys, and you're both... I was going to say you're both terrific, but...
Two men side by side for 20 years.
It was funny.
Such devotion makes me choke back tears.
I want to see it all. A boy. A boy. A boy. A boy. A boy. A boy.
I would rather do Saddam Hussein, but who wouldn't?
I'm Larry.
It's a part.
I'm curious. I want to know why. No contest. A boy.
I love driving home with Don and Mike.
I think I look better now. I know I think I feel better now. That hurt. It was funny. If I knew I'd live this long, I'd take better care of myself. You gotta be kidding me.
I'm Larry of the corner.
Going back till I'm finished with
I want to see it all.
Oh, boy. I'm lying in bed.
Oh, boy.
The only thing I worry about is dying.
Kind of an impromptu tribute tonight to the man. It's no secret that we've patterned our careers after.
We've had a wonderful relationship with Larry King over the years.
Oh. Lay King.
See, he agrees. Yeah. He thinks it's fun, too.
That's right, Larry?
Probably yes.
Right.
Wonderful, wonderful broadcast.
But as always,
yes. You
know, we ruined it because Mike and I pushed too hard, didn't we?
Do I think we do too much?
Well, did we push you too much?
You know, I often ponder this. What is too much?
Like, for instance, when we started talking about your daughter,
Kaya.
And then when your daughter actually approached me in a public place.
Right.
And then you started talking bad about us, like on your radio show. And
if I knew I'd live this long, I'd take better care of myself.
Then, of course, you didn't play the tape we had of Larry King having the Elton John moment.
Oh, the fart tapes.
I don't know if we even have those anymore.
Do you remember that, Larry?
Yes.
Oh,
did you enjoy us playing those?
Probably yes.
Oh, good.
No, come on. Are you being honest?
Nope.
Oh. Are you ever honest?
Sometimes not.
Do you want to hear the tape?
Yes.
Well, he does. That's a surprise.
Are you serious?
No.
Too bad. We're going to play it anyway.
I don't know.
Okay. Will you just please be quiet and listen?
Yes.
Very good, Larry. Thank you.
And do you fart?
Yes.
And when you fart, what else do you do?
I pinch myself more. I can't. Whoever thought I'd get.
Lay King.
That make your fart smellier?
Yes.
Smellier, let's say, than, I don't know, like a two-day-old diaper from a baby?
Unbelievable.
Right? So yours is smellier?
No contest.
Ah, no contest. And you wear adult diapers, right?
Yes.
Okay. And mainly you're thinking about...
Oh, boy.
Okay. Here's the tape of Larry farting during one of his shows. Listen carefully.
Larry King. Matzo Ball Super Dukes at the top of the aisle. It'll be good to see the Duker again. Next week.
There it was. The audible speak of the devil.
Audible and real.
Yes.
Yeah. Great thing about that.
One more time, please. Please. Okay,
basically, my style is one of utter. It's almost. I don't want to say naivety. I'm curious.
Okay. Here he is again. Now listen, it's very faint.
Like they always are.
That's right. It's like the Elton John part. It's a real one.
Larry King. Matzo Ball Super Dukes at the top of the aisle. It'll be good to see the Duker again.
After he says that.
The great
I
thing.
Forgot how funny that
After
tape is.
After he says it'll be good to see the Duker again.
And then you hear this little brrr. Yeah.
Is that those tapes were given to us anonymously by one of his coworkers.
Yes.
Who really liked him.
Well, everyone. That is great.
So that's the tribute. So now, nice. Now we're ready since we've had our fill of Larry King.
Yeah. Lay King.
Just let me move everything around.
Lay King.
90 days from now,
Jerry,
not a problem.
90 days, Jerry.
90 days, Jerry.
I said, when you're hot, you're hot. He said, thanks a lot. I said, judge, old buddy, old fish, and old pal of mine. Who's going to make my Cadillac payments?
When you're hot, you're hot.
When you're not, you're not.
Oh, what a great song.
Yes. Tell it all down at Southern City Hall.
I said, when you're hot, you're hot.
I said, Amos Moses.
I said, Amos. Here come Amos.
You will not find two bigger Jerry Reed fans.
Nowhere.
They're right. Mike and I can't think about Jerry Reed.
Without clouding up.
Without clouding up.
Yeah. Jerry. Jerry and I.
Now you're doing Burt Reynolds.
Yes. Jerry and I. Jerry and I.
Cloud up.
I can't think about him. Not clouding up.
Cloud up. Well, there's good news and there's bad news on the What Would You Do show.
Yes.
Tentatively planned for tomorrow. The good news is we got lots of responses, and as far as we can tell, at least five of them out of the, like, 30 emails we got are legit.
That okay. is good.
We ran
it's a good up, percentage.
We ran them up the flagpole
uh-huh.
down on K Street,
yes.
where we cheat them and how is located.
Uh-huh.
And, well, they said no, 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 and no. So... it's a start.
Yeah.
Starting
point.
We will not do the contest tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What will you do to give away the trip to Los Angeles? We'll do something else. We'll do a phone-in contest. But please mark my words that many of these talents that have come to our attention, in particular, Jennifer and Jennifer.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
Jennifer
Rob,
and Jennifer still on the agenda, perhaps?
We are working and booking them in some regard.
Good.
They contacted us again via email at donandmikewebsite.com, our email there.
Mm-hmm.
They heard us talking about them yesterday. And, yes, it goes, the ping pong ball shoots from one daisy and is caught by the other daisy.
Oh, that's
incredible.
Has that ever been done before?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Somebody called Guinness.
And, hold on, there was another one. Let me read what that one is. Okay. Emails done off air. Okay, another guy who we're positive is on the level.
Uh-huh.
Name is Lawrence. Said
Larry.
Yeah, well Lawrence,
Lawrence.
Said that he would cover his genitals with a butter type spread, and then would let his.
That's strong.
Now, how good is that?
That's very, very strong.
Now, here's where
something for everybody.
Rats love
here's
butter. Where the people on K Street came, and they said, well, first,
You know, there's the rat problem, but really it's the gelatin. They said, why can't
Well, if they're domesticated rats, there's not a problem.
Said, why can't he just rub the butter on his leg? You know, at this point, I'm you know, it's like, well,
it's not fun.
Leg's not the same as like the genitals.
And they were also scared that we'd get mixed up with our own rats.
Or our own genitals. Yeah, so the domesticated rats would take the vermin-infested bubonic plague rats that we have around here.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see. We also have a woman named, is it Spritz? S-P-R-I-T-Z.
Oh, that's a good name.
What does she do?
Yeah, really.
Well, we used to have those kind of shows, too.
Again, without being graphic, remember how I said one of our acts in previous years in incarnations of this game was a guy that actually tied like 5-pound weight to his balls.
Right.
Okay. She does the same act with her nipples.
Wow. Wow. So all this again, stuff is quality entertainment.
These are three of them.
This is shaping them right there. You have a complete what would you do contest.
However, the people at K Street
What's
said,
their problem?
Well, they said, why does everything seem to involve body parts?
That's what we like.
I said, well, that's kind of the way that it's coming out. And they said,
sure.
You know what? They didn't totally shut it down.
Uh-huh.
They said, give us some time to conference on it.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll get back to you.
So those...
And I know, Buzz, I know what that sign means, okay?
You know.
I understand.
So those three acts, though, are waiting in the wings.
Yes,
just waiting for us to nod our heads and say, come on in.
And I've not even thrown this out, I swear to Christ, to any of you guys off the air. But I just had a wild thought. I mean, you know, I'm feeling better since... As I think I've noted a million times coming back from this break,
making progress.
Want to get the show to where we all like it. I frankly think that perhaps in some form, we got to find a safe venue, man. We got to find a safe house. But it might be time to return to the Las Vegas style shows.
Yes.
I mean,
wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That's big. Mm-hmm.
If we're only here till, you know, the end of 08,
uh-huh.
Right. You know. Well, God damn it.
Let's go out big.
Let's go out big.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now, we got to be careful.
Of course.
Because you know, the reason we had to shut down the Las Vegas-style shows is that really they ended up being live sex shows on stage.
Exactly.
So the thought process is this. Now we throw this out to you today with our email. Because really we don't know. We're talking today. And the lawyer said, if you go do an appearance somewhere... You know, hey, good luck. You know, just like they always say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In that case, you're on your own.
Right.
You know, you want to have a girl do a ping pong ball, you know, coming out mm-hmm. of whatever.
Right.
Knock yourself out.
Exactly.
Beautiful. You want a girl lifting weights with her nipples?
Mm-hmm.
Help yourself.
Go for it.
You want a guy having a rat lick? Just don't do it in the radio station while you're on the radio. So
we could actually, these people could be put under contract.
Well,
we can travel with them in our little gypsy caravan.
What we have to do is find the venue.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is very tough with the local ABC laws.
This is a tricky part here.
With the states. And, I mean, we're operating in pretty much a three-state radius. Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia. At least to start.
Uh-huh.
If we're going to think about starting the Las Vegas-style shows back up.
Right.
Or, dare I say it, perhaps out of town. You know, where maybe things are a little more lenient. But I know we got the talent.
Downtown.
I know we got the talent right now.
Yeah. Downtown would be all right.
Here's what we got to do.
D.C.
Yeah, I agree. We got to find somebody downtown.
Right.
Some club owner downtown that's willing to take the heat. That's willing to know that if we come out for a Las Vegas-style show, that we're going to do some of the games that have made us wanted figures.
Right.
You know, the cigar game, some of our underwear games, and of course, you know, talent like this. I mean, we could really go out in a club and we could present this show and give away a hell of a prize
mm-hmm.
and not worry about censorship or what you hear and, you know, what you think you might hear.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'd really like to see the ping pong girls.
Of course.
I mean, if that's the way we have to do it.
I think that at least for now,
mm-hmm.
Pretty much what they said was, and God, they hate it when I talk about stuff like this, but pretty much what they said was, you know, hey, what you guys do outside the station's your own business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, And I think the unspoken, and again, it's my interpretation, you know, unspoken was, see how that goes.
Right. Yeah.
See how, you know, do it on your own dime.
Here's the number of a bail bondsman.
See if you guys end up in jail.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't end up with jail,
uh-huh,
well, then maybe, you know, maybe a guy can have a rat lick something off his balls on your show.
Imagine that, how that would play on stage if it was properly lit.
But we need
bring the cage of the rats up. It's just special stuff.
It could be dramatic.
This could be a huge day in the rebirth of our show.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a commitment to go out and actually meet. And it's more of a pain in the ass for me than anybody because I'm so shy and introverted. But going out and meeting the great unwashed,
mm-hmm, yes,
and putting on the type of show that, frankly, we know you can't find anywhere else.
Absolutely.
People ask me over and over again, when are you going to do another Las Vegas-style show?
Mm-hmm. You know, we got frustrated because we couldn't, every time we'd go somewhere,
right,
and people want to do something. I'm not kidding. We'd have cops there, and we would have the local authorities there.
The local constabulary.
I'm pretty sure that the state of Virginia is OUT. I mean,
I can back that up.
Yeah. They got a real they got a real boner against this show.
So to speak.
I can back that up.
Yeah. And
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
That's because Mike happens to work with them all the time. Which is why probably D.C. itself would be our safest haven. As always,
yeah,
the District of Columbia, which is a District of Columbia.
I think that really would be the only place we could go.
And
maybe the city of Baltimore also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. I mean, what's not...
But even Baltimore is different.
Not really.
Not
really. You could pull a Kevin Costner,
mm-hmm,
right down to the Inner Harbor, and nobody's going to stop and give you a second look.
The urban centers seem to be a little more
buzz. You know,
what did he do?
I love you, pal.
You were looking for a place.
I love you, pal. He holds up a sign, Hustler Club.
Oh God! You were looking for a venue.
Bills loves that place.
They will contact us.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe the rebirth of the Vegas-style show.
There you
Thank
go.
You for the response. It's nice to know that people want to play the games and that Yanni actually contacted the people, and they're absolutely on the level. And
so look for them perhaps to be coming with us in the big caravan.
Well, what we're doing is...
You know, because I think if you're going to do the Las Vegas-style show, you got to retool it a little bit,
right,
you know. And
the caravan of stars.
Really make it like our
stars,
own American Idol.
All the stars of the Playtone galaxy,
sure,
will be there. And as a matter of fact, absolutely, let the audience pick the act they like,
sure,
the best.
Yeah, fantastic.
And we could be Simon and Paula and Randy and...
We'd be your masters of ceremonies.
And hey, you big dope, you could be Seacrest.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Good for you.
I'll start to bulk up.
That's right. Gain some weight, Rob.
Oh, and Mike.
Yes.
When you're hot, you're not.
There it is.
You let my friends go free and throw the book at me.
Yeah, well.
When you're hot, you're hot. I'll tell you one thing,
Judge. Oh, Judge old buddy LaBeouf.
And you wouldn't wear that.
That's the end of it.
I'm
going to take you out back in this courthouse. If you wasn't wearing that robe.
You hillbilly?
You hillbilly?
Take my welfare.
I plugged my welfare. Take my Cadillac.
What do you mean, Francisco?
Good.
Good.
Jerry.
And incidentally, when you pronounce that name, it's Jerry.
It's one word.
Jerry.
Almost like... welcome to Quickie Mart.
Jared.
This is Jared. Please, if you're paying with cash, you must pay before you pump.
Jared.
You must pay before you pump. And God, does every gas station have that now? Not that I know a lot of people that have like $80 on them to fill up their car.
With, right.
You know, most people don't carry that kind of cash on them. But everywhere I go now, all the signs are, you know, even the smaller gas stations that used to be trustworthy of people,
mm-hmm,
now they've all got signs up, you know, must pay inside first.
Mm-hmm.
And have you seen the new stuff? I mean, they're not new, but the signs now everywhere. You drive away, and like they're going to throw your ass in jail, you lose your license.
Oh, yeah.
Normally that would make me mad, except amazingly, my Amoco is foreign owned, and the sign is worded in such a way. If paying is by cash, pay please before pump.
Now on the Florida Turnpike, even if you have a credit card, you have to go inside. That's a tremendous convenience
that
too.
That sucks.
Wow.
Another great sign is, you know, where you're supposed to put your credit card in, and on the pump it says remove card quickly.
Yeah.
It says despite word quickly, remove card casually.
Casually.
Wow. You know, when you do that, and say, what I can't stand is when you have that little sign for the credit card, and it says, you know, select method of payment.
Right.
Now, you realize, why do you do that when, if you're going to pay by credit card, all you have to do is shove your credit card in there anyway and skip that step?
Because, Mike, they put that there to confuse stupid people.
I think they do. I bet there's stupid people that select every time credit before
they slow you down.
And I hate being slowed down.
I know. Slow down. I had the guy today at the gas station. You know, I don't go out of my way to find people to have conversations with. Really, generally speaking, as I've mentioned before, I'm kind of a hermit, and really, no offense to any of you humans, I don't like people very much. I like being, you know, in my own little cocoon.
Right.
So I was at the gas station today, and
but you care about them.
Oh, desperately I care about them.
Desperately, always.
Desperately I care. Oh, and. Can they put me on Channel 9 a few more times today? Do you think they could just whore it out a little bit more?
Yeah.
You know, even I am getting sick of turning on Channel 9 and seeing me tonight. And they can't decide if I'm a DJ or a host.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And would it kill him to say the Don and Mike show?
Yes.
Would it kill him?
It would.
Yes, it would. Anyway, I shouldn't complain. Hopefully what I hope will be a very... very nice tribute to Frida.
And don't forget, JC did her sensitive read for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's no Ann Curry.
No, but you know what? They could learn from each other.
Mm-hmm. There was something that was just joyfully perverse about today at 12 noon. I was watching Channel 9, station I watch anyway. They're the station that interviewed me about what's happened since Frida.
Right.
And it's the first day of sweeps. And, you know, and here in D.C., I guess there's nothing out there that can kill you in your toilet today. So I'm there. I'm the big thing for the sweeps, the beginning of the sweeps.
You're no Robin Roberts putting on the old lady makeup.
No, I'm sure not, Mike. But I'm doing my best. Anyway, it's just surreal to see me. And then J.C. Hayward, who we've talked about on the show, you know, Queen of Wigs, they come out of a commercial set. And she's got to talk about me, you know. And it's like they got my picture up there and Frida's picture up there, and right. It's in some ways it's creepy and but then on another hand, like I called Robin, I said, you know, it's pretty funny. J.C. Hayward just had to read like something about me and didn't say it to the big jerk face. You know, which
you,
I know
you still don't get it, do
I
you?
I know, because I know if she had her way in her perfect world, it would be. Welcome to 9 News at Noon. I'm J.C. Hayward. A tragedy struck this man, and it's really sad because she was a good woman. But he's just such a total ass. Talking about my wigs every day.
He's a stain. That's Eyewitness News.
He's a tool.
Super.
What do you think, Howard Bernstein?
I think we're going to go to the weatherman.
You know, people have been calling my house this morning. Like, I didn't know that this is going to be running on Channel 9. And I love this. Even when family members are calling, they always think that something's wrong.
Something's happened.
You know, that we've effed up somehow.
Right, because they hear your name on TV.
Or I've effed up somehow. You know, because the phone rings. Yeah, and it's like, are you okay? I go, never better. Who? Just saw you on TV.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's sad. Yeah. That is sad. Scary. It's scary. It really is. People think something's gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gone terribly wrong.
Oh, no, like not like that, but just like, you know, I mean, even like, I don't know, my brother-in-law's friend, who's a friend of mine, called up and said, hey, did you and Mike go off? I heard you yelling about your boss the other day. Did you go off the deep end or something? I said, no, why? He said, I just saw on Channel 9 real fast. It was just your name and your picture, and I thought you guys got fired.
Somebody sees it in the background. They don't hear the text.
Yeah.
God.
Okay. Before that, Christ, what were we talking about before?
Gasoline.
Yeah. Oh, I'm at. Okay.
Yeah. You know what it cost me to fill up today?
What?
Today, $6.
What?
Okay, you rode your bike in today.
$6.
You rode your moped
to top
in today.
Off my tank today.
It's because you always buy premium.
So I did.
I'm at the gas station, and I don't look for people to talk with.
I know.
I mean, although generally speaking, nowadays you go to the gas pump, everybody's there, and you hear at least one person just kind of bitch out loud, you know. Mm-hmm.
Old man.
Do you believe this? Right. No, old, right. Young, in between. You get someone.
Right.
If you're standing there pumping the gas, someone says, do you believe how much we're paying?
Right.
Okay. Well, I get this today. I'm standing one one whole section of gas pumps away from this guy.
Right.
And I'm just minding my own business, and he says, "Excuse me." And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "Sign says engines off. Really not safe to have your engine on." And I looked at him, and I just went, "Gotcha." And I just turned my back to him. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing I know, I hear over the intercom, like 3 minutes later, whatever music they're playing. This is the Sunoco station on Route 7 and I don't know, at Springville Road. I mean, it's a major Sunoco.
Right.
And they play like, it was like the OJs. "She used to be my girl." So I'm just sitting there, and I'm just looking at the thing going, $20, $30, $40. And all of a sudden I hear, "Pump number six. Hello, pump number six." And I swear to God, I look up like, me?
Am I sorry?
"Would you please turn off your vehicle, sir? Would you please turn off your vehicle, sir?" And I looked at the camera. I went, okay. Go on and turn it off, and, you know, coming out of the store, here's Mr. Hey, I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Old Man wearing his pants up to his boobs, might as well be down in South Florida, you know, just waiting to check into the dirt motel because this guy is so friggin' old with his big hairy carry glasses on. I'm not exaggerating. Mm-hmm. The guy comes out of the store very proud of himself.
That he got you to turn your car off?
Very proud of himself. And
this is the customer?
Yes.
And he got you, he complained about your car being on? Mm-hmm.
Yes, he must have. Because he said to me, Mike, how else could it be? He said to me, "Hey, the sign says engine's off. That's dangerous that you have your engine on." And what I said was, I really, like a sarcastic, I went, "Gotcha." And just turned my back to him and folded my arms and watched the nozzle and watched the numbers go. And 3 minutes later, and I know it was because I was listening to the song on the Muzak.
Right. 3 minutes later, you were dancing around like Ricky Bobby. In your underwear.
I'm Ricky Bobby.
I'm on fire.
I'm on fire, Ricky Bobby.
I'm on
Bobby.
Fire.
So anyway, hey, listen, just screw off, old man. I mean, I didn't say that to him at the time.
I think everybody's done that once or twice. You leave your car running.
Please, sure. I'm a busy man.
Especially when it's cold.
Oh, in the winter?
Yeah. But it was like 70 degrees today. I didn't have an excuse except I was lazy. You know what I mean? You ever do that?
It's not even lazy, is it?
Really? No, and
I mean, how much of an effort is it to turn off the car? I think it's just an oversight.
And even in my little car, I've got, you know, it's got the thing where you don't put the key in. It's got, you just push the button to start the car. You put your foot on the brake and you push the button. But I always like pulling into a gas station, seeing it on E, and then like halfway through, walking over and saying, right. Oh, look at that. It's up to half.
You know, this guy got mad at me in a gas station one time. I don't understand why. I like to top off my tank and squeeze it until the gas pours out of the tank a little bit and pours on the floor. And, you know, and I happen, it was back in the days when I smoked, and I happened to be smoking a cigarette.
Right.
This guy goes nuts.
Yeah.
I'm like, chill.
What's people wrong? Don't like that.
Chill out. And then
Hold on.
Then I have my cell phone on.
Hold on. You're kidding. Well, no, they had a sign up at the gas station, do no cell phone.
And that was when I had my pickup truck, and I was actually, I was basically sharpening a knife in the back of the pickup.
No. And you were hauling coal.
Tell them the truth. Don't make up a funny story.
What?
Tell them about the time.
Who are you to say I'm making up a story?
That's
the God's honest truth.
No.
I had the gasoline spraying all over the floor. Yes, what is the true story?
Tell them about the time that you got a new lighter.
This is
the best dumb guy at a
I don't remember
station.
That story.
Okay, it was your story, but I remember.
Okay.
You were smoking cigarettes or whatever it was at the
right.
time. Mm-hmm. You stopped to get gas. You went in. You got a lighter. You came out. You thought, this is a pretty cool lighter.
Right.
You were standing right by the gas tank.
Well, it was a neat lighter. It was one of those new
newfangled ones.
And I started playing with it.
And turning.
I was far enough away from the tank, but it could have caused a major explosion. Sure.
I only remember you telling the story. It's one of my favorite stories.
It was a cool lighter. And I realized, but I told the story this way that I realized what I was doing, at least right after I did it.
Yeah.
I did it twice. And I looked at it. I said, "Man, that's cool." I'm like, "Oh Jesus!"
Yeah, right.
I'm at a gas station.
One more time.
Duh. You were alerted when the women started screaming.
I know. I know more about gas stations than any of you guys. I did a commercial for Crown.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me. I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Mike.
Yes.
For you.
Yes.
Oh, before we go to break, this is good. Thank you. This just came in our email at DonandMikeWebsite.com. This is from today's Baltimore Sun. A guy who writes a column. Don't know the guy's name. Hold on. What is this? It says, Dear Don and Mike, I'm sure you've seen this article, but just in case. I haven't seen it. Thank you, Rob. The guy who wrote the column, his name is Dan Roderick. Anyway, it's about 24.
Uh-huh.
And also about, I guess, the mayor of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here's what the guy writes. Of course, it's in today's Baltimore Sun. Maybe the O-Mayor, I guess that'd be O'Malley, is that the
O'Malley.
Mayor of Baltimore?
Yeah.
Wants to be president someday. And you don't get there as a big city mayor. You get there by being a governor or a former governor, or even, in Nixon's case, a failed candidate for governor. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Nixon, have you seen the guy who plays President Logan on 24 this year? Mm-hmm. He's a better Nixon than Nixon. Paranoid and dressed in ill-fitting suits, upgraded with a cell phone. First Lady Martha Logan was obviously inspired by Martha Mitchell, the Gabby wife of Nixon's attorney general.
Makes sense.
In the midst of the Watergate scandal in the 70s, Martha Mitchell made late-night phone calls, blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah, blah. This kind of stuff happens all the time on 24. Speaking of 24, check out the Don and Mike Show, 105.7 FM in Baltimore some afternoon. If you're lucky, you'll hear Master Mimic, Mike O'Meara, doing a better William Devane than William Devane.
I agree.
Oh, wow.
That is great.
I never get that.
It's about damn
Michael,
time.
As was
I never get that.
That's a kudu for you.
That is really, really nice.
A Kato.
I never get a Kato.
Yeah, the Kato.
Are you insane?
That's great. Are you insane? Jack, here's the question.
Yes.
Am I underwater? I'm underwater, but am I still alive?
They wrote about Mike's talent in the Baltimore Sun. Do you believe that, Mr. Devane?
No, I'm doing a better William Devane than William Devane. Secretary of Defense Heller.
Are you insane?
I'm driving off a cliff, Jack, into the water. Beware. I hope he's still alive. I really do. I hope he's still alive, because if he's not, Jack, I don't think we'll see William Devane again. That opinion is classified. Are you insane?
Hey, I want your resignation on my desk by the end of the day, okay?
Have it in my hand by morning, Jack. I'm not asking you to resign, Jack. I'm asking President Logan.
Who's your daughter?
I've got the red laser trained on me, Jack.
Who's your daughter?
Audrey Raines. I'm driving off the cliff now. Tell Audrey I love her. Vroom! Splash! Gurgle! Hello, jerk.
Devane.
I'm underwater.
On the zoo.
I'm having trouble breathing, Jack. This is Secretary Heller.
Are you insane? Are you underwater, sir?
Are you insane? I can't breathe, Jack. I'm underwater. Tell Audrey I love her. Tell Audrey I love her, Jack. I'm under the water. The water's coming into my special American-made automobile. Jack, am I going to live or die on next week's episode? President Logan, are you insane? I'm not breathing, Jack.
I want him to come back.
Yes. Oh,
the door is left open, right?
Of course.
I think so.
That's one thing the bad guy said to what's-her-name. Yeah, he's
and how come we never remember? We remember everybody on the show, but we never remember that guy's name. Do you know his name?
He was working Audrey Raines, but he said, you know, your dad might still be alive. There might be a pocket of air in that
right,
car.
Right.
Tell Audrey Raines, Jack, that I always carry a snorkel with me. I've got some scuba gear in the back seat.
Even if you pass, you could come back as like a guardian angel.
Oh, right, yeah. It's going to be the ghost.
All right, we got a break here. Come back and start the show. We've not even talked, you know, last night while American Idol was on, really not much to say about that except, hey, Rob was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
almost was right.
And I backed you on that, so boy, do I feel stupid.
Goodbye,
no
Kelly
more
Pickler.
No more Pickler Tickler.
Mm-hmm.
Pickler Tickler.
That's too bad.
No more Pickler.
Pickle Tickle.
That's what I was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
At this very same time, Channel 4, NBC, they had another one of their pedophile shows on.
The Dateline shows?
Yeah. I don't see why you put that on against American Idol. I mean, really, that's a show. We've said this before. This is a weekly show. You put this on every week. It's like America's Most Wanted, except it's so much better because you're catching these pervs.
They always talk about how they are surprised at the number of these guys that show up. And they've only gone to, what, two or three cities, including right here in the Washington area?
Right.
So I would assume that this is a limitless supply of pervs that they'll be able to arrest every week.
So we ran tape on this last night. Right away, I called Rob and said, hey, look, on Channel 4, do you believe they're wasting their Kid Touchers show
right.
on American Idol? It's like, that's when you put, like, the Kelly Ripa show on or Jim Belushi when you know you're going to get killed by the competition.
Right.
So we've got some of these tapes that are not necessarily funny, but it's great to hear the guys walk in to the stings.
And the difference is now, unlike the early shows that they did, is they're working with the police, so they got the police waiting outside for when these guys split.
Right. And for instance, not one of our wacky tapes. Here's what one of the guys really says while they're talking to him after he's been busted.
My zipper came down. Excuse me.
That's a real tape from the show. So he's gone to some kid's, what he thinks is a kid's house.
I'm not slamming Gary Busey. That sounded like Gary Busey.
My zipper came down. Excuse me. My zipper came down.
Like Gary Busey would care. That guy's been to hell and back.
Wow.
All right, so we'll listen to those. We'll discuss Idol Ellen. I've restrained myself. But as we go to break, I just want to say right now that I've been through a real tough time in my life, and I think you know that, and I'm feeling better, and I want to say thank you, Brett. Because Brett's coming back.
He is.
For one more year.
He was confused for a while, but he's coming back.
Yeah, he's seen the light there.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we've not upgraded the team, none, didn't add nobody, just Charles Woodson, and fortunately he don't play offense.
Right. Sorry about LeVar.
I know. And you know, Brett called him and tried to get him to come.
Wow,
he went with the Giants.
Yeah, he went with the Giants for one reason over Green Bay.
Because he hates the Redskins.
Wants to play the Redskins twice.
But all for Brett Favre and all for my phone last night ringing off the hook. Really, now, I love the Packers, and I'm very glad. And I'll go into this a little more when I climb into his colon later. I'm glad he's coming back.
Right.
But people were calling me up last night like I can only think that it was like the election where you didn't know who won with Bush and with Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Like the next morning when the phone would be ringing and people go, oh my God, do you believe this? It's like it's the next day and we don't know who won.
Mm-hmm.
Last night my phone was ringing and people had the same urgency.
Mm-hmm.
It was friends from everywhere calling me, and like during American Idol.
Right.
I'm like, I keep going, who is so dumb? They call me, just like, pause it. I go, hello? Hey, what's happening, Jim?
Yeah. No, nothing. I'm watching you, man.
Oh yeah. Oh, I heard. Yes. Oh yeah. Trust me, I am. Okay. Bye. Bye. Click. And I think people wanted from me something like, you know, oh my God.
You know. How many press conferences did he have before he made the decision too?
Oh, like 8,000 of them.
And he had like 8,000 where he said nothing, and then finally he decided to come back.
The only person that got the oh my God was Amy. My daughter.
Right.
She was the first one to call me.
Well, there you go.
And being as she talks that way and everything.
Oh, my God.
So she, you know, I picked up the phone. I said, hello. And I see it's her. And she says, have you heard the news? And I think this would be something about the grand. She says, Brett re-signed. You know. And then I did let go. They said, you know, oh, hey, yeah. And then I realized, what an idiot I am that I'm in my house going, yeah.
Do you think they'll make any moves after the fact? Or are they just going to be crappy like they were last year?
No, they're just going to, you know.
Well, that sucks because it's going to be his last year.
Well, I love him, though. Let him go out and throw 50 interceptions this year.
I mean, Brett Favre.
Yeah,
right,
let him do it. I got the man love thing for him just like Madden does. But, boy, really, I must have got 10 calls last night from people.
All for Brett.
Oh, you draft him for fantasy, though.
No way. No way. I'm in love with that boy from Indianapolis.
Oh, you like him.
Oh, I like him, yeah.
What if he comes back and has one of those incredible seasons that the veterans can have once in a while?
Maybe so.
You never know.
Oh, and the other thing, you know, I almost feel like somebody's hit me with a lucky stick this week. Really. Because I got the free stuff from Hair Cuttery.
Right,
you know,
I remember.
I'm
right.
Still excited
That's
about.
How the week started.
Still very excited
You're
about.
Going, and it's almost time for your next haircut.
And, well, maybe this weekend.
It's been days.
And as a matter of fact, we've been talking a lot about Xbox Live and the love of Madden. And anyway, we got an email here at the station from Madden Nation, which is the EA sports thing that does this. And anyway, when the new game comes out in August, I'm actually going to be able to play against a real NFL player.
Hey!
That is
cool.
I want to thank in advance the good people at MaddenNation@EASports.com.
Very cool.
That means
you're going to have to be honing and refining your skills then.
I'm very gay for that game.
I know.
And when the
people like a kid with good skills.
When the new one comes out, I guess, I don't know if this is a promotion. It's probably a promotion they're doing with fat, stupid disc jockeys around the country. But, well, in this case, it's me. It didn't seem to be a DJ thing. It just seemed to be like people who like the game and can give us free publicity.
That's a good thing.
And I don't have to go anywhere. It's sanctioned through EA Sports. There will be a NFL player to be announced later, who will play me, and they will put the results on MaddenNation.com.
There are only 7 other haircuttery customers who have this privilege.
Thank you, Buzz.
Your opponent, George Stark, is very excited.
Must be a current player.
Oh.
Yeah, and you know, I have a bone to pick with you guys about American Idol.
Well,
I mean, we can discuss this if you want. It's just a brief thing, though.
Right.
You played the tape of Paula crying. We played the baby sound, and I watched it because I hadn't seen it. You guys did not communicate clearly enough the angel of death heroine that she was doing during that episode. I've seen her and thought, something's going on with her. But that was not only the crying, but when she stood up and she was just like,
people
like you. What the hell? Well, who gave her the IV drip of heroin before she went on that show?
I don't know if I was the producers.
She is definitely screwed up. Something was going on with her that night.
I would be very concerned that she's boning Elliot or the bald or the bald guy.
That's not the concern. I think seriously that she is in there and she's like, I think her doctor's, I swear to God, I think her doctor is Dr. Nick.
Paula,
I know you're in pain, but she was, and then she's completely controlled last night. Obviously her meds got evened out.
Yeah, she was like on sedatives last night.
She was very different. She's going to be fun to watch during crunch time.
And how about Pickler? You know, normally they let every freaking loser in the world sing. They just say to her at the end, you know, we normally let people sing, but you know, you suck so bad.
Oh.
Why don't you just say goodbye to people?
I felt sorry for her.
Poor girl.
I mean, you know that's her 15 minutes.
And did you hear what Simon Cowell said? Again, like off mic?
I never came down.
That's what he said, all right.
They shouldn't leave his mic on.
they should not. Hey, listen, I know that's queer, but how great is that I'm going to get to play a game against a real NFL guy.
A current NFL player.
Yes.
Absolutely. Can you pick the player?
No, they're going to pick the player.
Right.
Game comes out in August. I think it'll be the week before it comes out.
It's a cool thing.
They'll pick one. I'll go to Xbox Live at a certain time, and they'll post it. They'll post it there. The only other email...
It's going to be a summer of practice for you.
The only other email that I got to show you the level of celebrity, if I can use that word and use myself in the same regard, which is not true, is his name Jeff Garlin?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
From Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Right. He plays?
Well,
he's doing the same thing?
He was one of the only other person whose name I recognized. On this. You know, please join. And it had 4 or 5 people. And Jeff Garlin.
Cool.
You know, so
he's a cool guy. I like that guy.
Yeah. The fat guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
The agent.
Right. Yeah.
Fat F.
Hey, you fat F. Oh, my gosh. We should break, shouldn't we?
Yeah, 10 minutes ago.
Well, who's the producer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's me.
Right. Oh, I almost forgot. I wanted to tell you one more thing, Rob.
I never came down.
That's Busey. That's Busey.
It does sound like it.
On the Zoo, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tony already knows most of you. And he's agreed to take the job anyway. For those of you who read his columns and listened to his radio show, he sometimes has disagreed with me. I asked him about those comments, and he said, you should have heard what I said about the other guy.
That's the tape I was telling you about yesterday. Yeah. He pauses for just a moment.
For the laugh.
So a laugh. Because he looks down on the script.
Oh.
He says, because he told me, he said some bad things about me. But then he said,
looks down, reading, you should have heard what he said.
You should have heard what he said about the other guy.
You should have heard what he said about the other guy.
Didn't want to screw it up.
Other guy.
Lip twitch. Lip twitch.
the zipper came down.
Bye, Gary.
Oh, here we go.
Boy, am I in love. I think about my
always
life.
Good to have a W tape to start the show with.
That's a comedian's gallop.
For those of you not in the comedy business as we are, you start off with a killer piece of material like that, and you're setting the bar way high.
Right, and then play a tape from a musical.
We're doing the comedian's gallop.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, 1 and 5, and on the West Coast, between noon and 4.
Yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm feeling you. BT Express. I'm feeling you. Let's do it.
You can call Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Come on and do it now.
Hello.
Do it, do it, do it.
Hello.
Okay. I got it, Mike.
Hello.
Let's see what's going on right here.
Hey.
Ta-da!
He's lovely retarded.
How is?
Say, here's a question.
Yeah?
How is your burning orphanage for simpletons and halfwits? Hey?
He's a big old reason.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Pickler and all the ships at sea. And now experts in the art of Scottish Costner massage, it's Dr. Onimo and Mike O'Mara.
Wow.
Right
now.
Right
yeah,
now.
Thank you, Robbie.
My
zipper
came down.
Excuse me.
Right now.
Sounds like very
Don and Mike show, everybody. New episode on this Thursday.
It's Thursday.
042706.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retired.
You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. Or you can call us at 800. You're going to give yourself a headache. You're shaking your head like Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Mike is shaking his head like a bobblehead doll right now. 877-365-3636. That's the main number. And then there's another number. 800-636-1067. And if you're listening in Washington, D.C. on 106.7, you can call us at 202-432-1067. We're on iTunes. You've got the pod. Go to iTunes. There's about 100 episodes waiting for you to download under Talk Radio. And we're on the Internet as well. Go to our website, Don and Mike, website.com. Click on the little button that says Listen Live. And enjoy our Internet stream.
Oh, my God. That looks like espresso. Is that coffee?
Are you colorblind?
I'm looking at appears to be dark and rich in color. A dark, rich Colombian coffee blend. No.
I see something that looks like coffee that's had a lot of cream in it.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. It kind of looks like one of those lattes.
It's not a latte, Mike. It can't be terribly graphic.
No,
you.
Really.
Someone's been ill.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Get it away from me!
Oh, that's not well. Is that Hughes?
It is, in fact, Michael Todd Hughes.
Oh,
Todd Michael Hughes, whatever his name is. The general manager.
All right, Rob, seal that immediately and put that in the bag of medical waste.
The internet stream today is made up of the bedpan leave-ins.
Oh, yeah, put that in the red bag.
From our general manager.
We should get him a car.
Who is now, incidentally, he's got a nice big office, and he's got a hospital bed up there.
Mm-hmm.
So he can receive the treatment and the shots that he needs at any time.
We have been so rough on him that apparently he has succumbed finally, and we don't know exactly what his problem is, but he's up there recovering.
And there was some roughie around today, toughie, some gang member, either one of the Crips or the Bloods,
got in
here today, some thug, I think it's Greg Edger.
Mm-hmm.
He's a thug.
Known gangbanger.
And I think what happened was
he's a master of thuggery.
I think what he did was he used his bedpan and put it right in with our stream. So kids, remember, there's a Mr. Yuck sticker on our internet stream today. That's E. coli bacteria.
Yowza.
Absolutely.
I hate it when there are thugs around here. Edger, thug.
And you wouldn't know it to look at Michael Hughes, to know that he's got a parasite living in his stomach.
Right, exactly.
And that really nothing solid, no matter how solid the food is when it goes in, it comes out in a watered form.
Yeah. Southeast Asian parasite is what we understand.
Yeah. Just eating away. And he's got that thing in his ear, too, like in the movie Dune.
Oh, an earwig.
Yeah. Or is it the Star Trek movie? The Star Trek movie where
they put the ear things and they burrow into the brain.
Yeah, Mr. Rourke did it.
Okay, but I know we've had this discussion before. In the movie Dune with Sting.
In Dune, it's worm sign.
But they put it in a guy's ear, right?
I think that they do all sorts of crazy things. They put him in all sorts of crazy poses, like Baron Harkonnen, the evil Baron Harkonnen.
Okay, anyway, so Hughes is on medication. And
with Kyle MacLachlan.
He's fine. Last night, after American Idol,
the spice,
I made a tragic, tragic mistake. Because I watched it. I watched, Pickler lose like everybody. Was like, okay. Then I see the pedophile show is on. So I call Robin to a better tape. Pedophile show.
And that's what it's called.
Welcome to the pedophile show. You know what? I'm a better audience for these things when I've not seen them, like the pedophile show.
Right.
So I've already said to Rob, please tape the pedophile show. So I start flipping around. It's 9:30.
Uh-huh.
Hard to find anything that I like.
Right.
I ended up on a channel called the Fox Reality Channel because they do an American Idol live after show.
With that blonde chick, right?
The guy that I saw...
Oh, it was a guy.
The guy that I saw was the dumb country guy that we had on the show, Matt Rogers.
Okay, the guy that had his own band.
Got a gig.
Do you remember the guy who seriously offered to perform at Frida's 50th birthday
party? That's correct.
Yeah. So I'm just flipping around and I see something about American Idol Live.
And they have it right after American Idol?
Yeah, and he's standing there and he's talking to Pickler and she's like falling apart in front of him. And he's kind of like he was when we had him on the show. He's like,
thank you. This is Matt Rogers. I'm here with Kelly Pickler backstage, exclusive to Kelly when I got booted off. Of course, I was the 10th to go.
Yeah.
I did not get to go on tour that year.
No. I mean, he mentioned it.
Right.
He still is holding the grudge.
So he's building her up.
So he says,
because she gets to go on tour.
First thing he said to her, and the microphone was all overmodulated, just like I've got, and he's out of breath because he's obviously run to catch her. Uh-huh. He says,
and the good thing is, you came into the top six. You will be going on tour this summer. I did not get to do that.
Right.
I want to tell you, that is a big thrill. Your thoughts, please. Kelly Pickler.
The guy is seemed to be a pretty decent guy when we had him on our show.
He did.
But really...
Obviously, they threw him that bone, right, that he was going to be on that Fox reality show.
I guess first time I'd ever seen it. I mean, I was aware that there was something like that, but I had never actually seen the show.
You've gone deep into the album cuts of television to get that show. Was it so bad it was good?
Yes.
Excellent.
And
I'll have to check it out.
Followed at 10 o'clock by Didn't Think I'd Stay With It.
Uh-huh.
The first season of Joe Millionaire.
Hey!
Oh, no.
Classic television.
I watched like maybe...
With Evan Marriott?
Yeah, I watched 20 minutes.
But that was a good one.
I watched 20 minutes, and as soon as I figured
out... Wasn't there only one after that, right?
The good one was the first one.
The first one, because that was the big surprise.
And I forgot the butler, and, I'm sitting there...
That's a man that needs to be back on reality TV.
Yeah. And I find now, this is really the sign of just put a big L like Laverne and Shirley on my forehead. I'm watching this and thinking... I'm watching going, which one of these chicks is it that he ended up picking? And, gosh, at the end, did he screw her or did they screw him? Or wasn't the trick on the girl that lost at the end? I mean, it's funny, I'm watching it and I'm remembering it, but I didn't remember exactly how the game was played. The trick was on
it
the
chick.
It was
like Evan and Zola or and, whatever.
But wasn't the chick that eventually won and then really lost in real life, or did they get together? Wasn't she?
No, like, they got together in real life, but they got together on the show, and then they split up after.
She was the big-bosomed one from Houston, wasn't she?
There was a dark hair and a blonde hair, and he chose the one with dark hair.
And the blonde hair was the one that everybody alleged that he had sex with.
Right, and everyone afterwards involved with the show said, oh, that was manufactured.
Anyway.
But, you know, we heard the groaning.
That's what a loser I am, that I went there and I watched. I thought, oh, Matt Rogers, what's that guy doing on
TV? Do you remember
when
we had Evan Marriott on the show, and he was right at the beginning of dissing the producers of the show because they edited the thing so poorly for him, and he said a lot of it was crap.
And he also said he never meant to say rocket body. Say rockin' body.
She got a rockin' body. She got a rockin' body. So God, what a loser I am. And then of course, plenty of time going over to the Rich Eisen channel.
Yes.
To catch the tribute to.
You know, I think it's
Brett Favre.
It's admirable that you still support him, although he does not support us. That is your passion for the NFL that you still go over and check out Rich Eisen.
I like the Rich Eisen channel. I just don't like Rich Eisen.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, if you're listening, and there's not a chance you are, nice haircut.
Oh, boy.
Was he spiking it now?
No, it's very short. And Rich, listen, the move is called this. It's called baldness. You either embrace it. You got two ways to go, dude. You can be like me and have a bald spot in the back of your head and otherwise have a pretty full head of hair, and people look at you and they go, oh, okay, and then they look at you from the back and they go, oh, Christ. You know.
Yeah, but you can do TV with a bald spot in the back of the head.
Exactly.
Chicago!
Yeah, but George Michael gets caught out of that all the time.
Right.
Or you can go, listen, I know it's not fashionable for a white guy. It mainly works for brothers, but go the Mike Wilbon route.
Sure.
Shave it. Or do a Kornheiser. You know,
hold on a second.
Now,
I know you like that show PTI, but now you've gone too far.
No.
No, you never do a Kornheiser.
Wouldn't Rich Eisen look great if he had
with
orange,
the total comb over?
Orange hair. And, you know, Tony Kornheiser really only now has one hair.
Yeah, one hair. He still
that's long enough to go from one side to the other.
And Tony Kornheiser was losing his hair a long, long time ago, and he committed to that comb over look. Nobody will admit it faster than he will, but, you know, I just don't think you do the comb over. I think you either do, you know, either have it on top or you don't. You have it on top. What you have is a bald spot in the back. I know a guy that was in his 20s when he lost his hair. And, and the first thing he did was he went to that Bruce Willis. He went to the Bruce Willis, shaved the head look, and he looked great.
Oh, yeah, I watched the Rich Eisen channel. Mainly because it was like a J.O. about Brett Favre.
And Brett was the number one football story yesterday.
Because don't you think the people at the NFL want him to play for another year?
Of course.
You know, and the NFL channel is just, you know, the arm of the NFL.
Right? I want him to shave.
I do, too.
I want him to shave.
I don't. I like the Mountain Man. I like Brett as the Bounty Paper Tissue Mountain Man.
I like him when he shaves.
Not me. I like to see that griffle.
You like your NFL quarterback scruffy.
You know, hold on, Mike. Well, not necessarily, but that's something I've never understood about baseball.
All right.
That a lot of times you see baseball, which is not a contact sport.
Right.
I think you'd give me that. You got to be, and a lot of people say, you got to be really athletic to be able to hit a baseball 100 miles an hour.
What do they say? It's the toughest thing to do in sports.
Right. So I'll give you that. But why is it you see baseball players, like during a game, it's obvious they've not shaved.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they want to look tough.
Right.
Right. Because then you
pitchers more than anybody else.
You see them after the game, and like they're all cleaned up and they're looking good doing their interviews.
Right.
But when they're out there, they want to look ratty, and it's like.
Unless you're a Yankee.
Hold on a second. Who are you trying to intimidate? Right.
If you're a Yankee, you have to shave.
And what's wrong with that rule?
Huh? I don't think there's anything wrong with that rule.
What's wrong with that rule?
I think that's okay.
Shave and a haircut?
Two bits.
So are you saying that baseball players are doing that and they shouldn't be, or what?
I've never understood it. I've never understood, and there are some...
I understand. You know what it is? I really think what it is. Well, first of all, it's not just not shaving. It's seeing, I think baseball players, football players, they change the look all the time. Like, they'll go with a beard, then they'll shave it down to a goat, then they'll have a full beard, then they'll have a Fu Manchu. Red Sox have a closer that went... I don't know how. They said he won his bet because he pitched great. And he went to the wild thing. He went to the wild thing haircut.
I saw the haircut
John Papelbon of the Red
Sox. Right. Look at Charlie Sheen.
And the only thing they were writing about in the Boston papers was he won the bet. How come he is doing that to his head since he won? And I don't understand that either, other than the fact that he's a rookie. But he has the exact same Charlie Sheen hair. And he came in, and the guy had a normal head of hair. He said, well, he pitched like 8 games without giving up a run, and he won the bet. We're not sure why he had to cut his hair like this because he won the bet. But baseball players do it because it's such a long season. They're on the road.
I guess,
get bored all the
I
time.
Guess. I don't know. But Charlie Sheen, of course, who was the wild thing in the major league, that's what the guy's hair from the Red Sox looks like.
Right.
Again, thank you, Smoking Gun, for letting us be a step ahead with all of the latest accusations about Charles Sheen.
And Charlie Sheen not really fighting back a lot.
No.
I mean, at least you're not hearing it yet. I think he's probably caught by surprise.
It was real great last night. I TiVo, like, the Billy Bush show and the Horse Face show, Mary Hart.
Right.
Please, somebody put her out to pasture. I mean, you know.
You think it's time for her to go to the horse farm?
They shoot horses, don't they? Really.
Yeah.
Anyway, I loved watching it because they, I don't know which one it was, Access Hollywood or Entertainment Tonight, actually had, like, the bad graphic of a portrait being torn in half.
Oh, no.
And then the fake spray paint saying, dumbest day of my life. And I'm glad we had that on.
Yeah.
Before
I'm glad
they had it on.
That Mary Hart, because we should have mentioned that a long time ago. Mary Hart has got to make the transition from perky to surly.
Well, we've got to do
that. Will be appropriate.
She would make a nice jar of Elmer's glue. I mean, really.
She's been doing that show for a million years.
20 years,
yeah,
right?
At least. They longer. Certainly switch boy toys on her all the time.
Now, I'm old enough to remember when she had her legs and perhaps her Daisy insured with Lloyd's of London, like, for $1 million,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. She did a Las Vegas-style show herself one time.
Oh, that's right.
Smoking. Do you remember that she did the song by Boston?
Right.
Smoking.
Yes.
Except she put a G on the end of it.
Smoking. Very hard. I'm not joking.
I'm not, and then the big one, and I'm not joking, with a big up with people smile.
She has been hosting Entertainment Tonight, I believe. Oh, I got it right here. 100 years.
That's right.
Although every time I turn it on, it seems to trying to push her out the door. It's
right.
Always like, Mary's on assignment. What, with another pimple on her ass? Mary's on assignment. I'm younger and hotter.
Right.
Look at me. Yeah, that's pretty much what the story
is.
Did
you see any of the fabulous Ann Curry's interview of Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
That's like Ann Curry's bone. They threw her, you know, send her over to Africa to do the big interview.
You know
the
why?
The big hard-hitting interview.
You know why? Because Ann Curry's the only, just no spine at NBC. Doesn't have the balls to ask her. It's like,
we saw a little of her politics this morning, though, when she sits there and goes, now, you've said that we need to support these countries like Africa, and we have to give more money to these countries that are struggling with disease. You know another person who said pretty much the same thing? And I'm like, what the hell is she going to say? And Ann Curry says,
yeah.
Laura Bush.
Ooh! And I'm like, oh, for God's
cutting
sakes,
it.
I watched that, too.
First, I got to wonder, you know, what's she doing in the desert? You know, really. Angelina Jolie, I know you want to help people, okay? But, honey, you know, like, stay at a nice Ritz-Carlton or something. What are you doing staying in the middle of...
I think they find those digs over there. I think they'd find their little retreats over there occasionally.
And it was my thought that they sent Ann Curry over because they thought, okay, we're NBC News. We got an interview with Angelina Jolie. What's the closest thing we have to Larry King? Who's the closest person we have who has no journalistic ability at all, who will only ask softball questions? Oh, where's the girl that looks like a doe?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Ann Curry. Oh, and she did the, even when she's nice, she puts on the, oh, it's like with Angelina Jolie. I saw the same thing this morning.
Yeah.
Like, you are so wonderful.
Dorothy. I mean, and then she tried to pretend she was asking tough questions,
and
it was so forced and so awkward.
And hold on, I know you're with me on this. Here's her face. Now, I know this is a visual, so help me describe.
Right.
Ann Curry, like, if she wants to say, how come you're crazy?
Right.
Like, let's say that's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina. Oh. And then there's the look of love. Then there's the look that says, going to ask you something I don't want to, but I've got to be a journalist.
Sure.
How come your life is so full of twists and turns?
Yeah, just the worst softball,
you know,
and loads of reaction shots where Angelina Jolie would be talking about the good work that she does over there, and you'd see Ann Curry just being the sympathetic nodding.
Yeah. Did you get the feeling like I did? I'm so glad you saw that on the Today Show. Did you get the feeling like I did? that they did an entire reel with Ann Curry after...
Cutaways? Like broadcast news?
After Angelina Jolie left?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, because they
Didn't you get there? Because they were out of sync, weren't they?
Yeah. But it was definitely required that they... Whoever
I'm
her producer was...
That.
You know, make sure you get my reaction shots.
Mm-hmm. And you know what probably was? Ann, we didn't really get them. Let's redo them after Angelina Jolie leaves.
And I don't know either... There are two things that were at play there. Either Angelina Jolie is one of the most beautiful women in the world and doesn't require any help,
okay,
or she happened to bring a makeup person with her. Because when they did the cutaways with Ann Curry, I guess it's because Ann Curry was in the desert, they didn't bring the makeup person with Ann Curry. And maybe it was just going between the two of them. But
No, Angelina Jolie was fixed up.
I think she was painted up a little bit. But Ann Curry wasn't. Did you notice that? I mean, they went back to her with the normal news, and she's got a totally different face.
Right.
You know, once she puts that kabuki makeup back on.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
We talked with Angela. You know, why the sad voice? Why the drama voice?
Because
stop it.
Because here's
that's her MO. That's what
right.
she does.
Right.
Here's what Ann Curry is good for. Thank you. Killer tornadoes in Oklahoma. Hundreds left dead. Here's our correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning, Ann.
You know, didn't we read a report in some magazine like Blender that she is the least respected journalist that she's like
something
the,
somebody had a
there's
list.
Some nickname they have for her.
Didn't they say that she's like Ron Burgundy, that if you
yes.
put it in front of her
she'll
she
read it.
Will mm-hmm. read it?
That's right.
Well, it's just I cannot stand the fact that she's got to give the super sincere, sad Ann Curry voice with everything she does. I mean, she can't just go over there going, "You're doing this. Why are you doing it? This is good works." Whatever she said, right now, this is so stop. I don't need to be told how to emote by
right,
you,
or
moron.
How to react.
Hold on, one more. You know, I know I'm all over the place, but I'm looking at. We could either play the Dateline NBC tapes now,
yes.
But that's going to be a whole segment in itself. We kind of touched on baseball. So here's something I've been sitting on for a couple of days. You get to this real fast. And, Buzz, the good news for you is that
yes.
the next segment stars you.
Oh,
wow.
Oh
I
boy.
I had no idea.
I hope it's the one I like.
We've not told him, right?
No, not a word.
Mike, it's a whole new segment for Buzz.
Oh, very exciting.
It's not Buzz being sexy.
Okay, it's not Buzz
no.
making a sexy call. One of my favorites.
No, it's a brand new one. Let me just don't say anything, Mike.
I won't.
Okay? Now, can you see the headline?
Mm-hmm. Well, you got the right man for the job.
So it's a sports segment.
No, it's really not.
No, it's
well, it might be in some circles.
Major League Baseball has come up with a theme song. Again, this is not a gag, not like one of our bad parodies where I set you up and play something awful.
Although you might think it is.
Do you know that they did some type of research and found that for whatever reason, the song that people identify with football... The songs that people identify with football are, this is Major League Baseball, they did a survey. The first one is the Fox music. That's that's the number one that people identify with football. The second one that people identify with football is, are you ready for some football?
Hank Jr., Hank
yeah.
Williams Jr.
Hank Jr.
I would think so.
And then I think the third one was the actual theme itself to Monday Night Football.
Okay.
Bum, 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 bum,
dun,
bum,
dun, dun, dun.
All right, so
bum,
those,
bum, bum.
Right, this thing.
Bum, 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 bum.
So that's like number three, and then number two is Hank Williams, and number one is the Fox. Da-da-lum, da-da-lum.
Mm-hmm.
So the people at Major League Baseball get together. They look at this information. This is on their website. And they want to come up with a theme.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from their thought process, they go, well, the Fox song is like the theme to Fox NFL.
Right.
So we can't steal that.
No.
The bum, 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 this thing. That's the theme of Monday Night Football.
Right. You know, really, it's funny you bring this up because as I'm thinking about it, Major League Baseball doesn't have anything that is really that stands out musically.
So, what they did.
Yeah, that put me in coach, yeah. Mm.
What they did was they said, okay. Everybody likes Hank Williams. They like Hank Williams even more than the theme to Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
So they hired a guy. Has anybody ever heard the singer named Trace Adkins?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Big country star.
This is the new theme song for Major League Baseball that they believe will be as popular as Are You Ready for Some Football?
Okay.
Not a gag.
Right.
Not
right.
a gag. Listen how bad this sucks.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is a guy that does that song, Chrome.
It's an obvious ripoff of Are You Ready for Some Football? They envision this being played before, like, the World Series games and before the big nationally broadcast game.
All right.
Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing.
Yeah, this is gonna make your ears say,
hey, baby, do you
it's time for nine innings of fun.
Hey, baby, now watch your sign.
Pretty vanilla.
Yeah. This is what they've selected.
Right.
Jimmy's out.
You know what the main problem is with it at the very beginning? They're taking what's almost a comedy element of baseball. Because
right.
Swing, batta, batta, batta is what you do when you're a little kid.
Right.
It's not when you do when you're major league.
Right.
We want a pitcher, not a bellyitcher.
No, I think it's Ferris Bueller's day off when they use swing, bada, bada, bada. Swing, bada.
Yes, I went to Harvard.
Anyway, you don't need to hear any more of
bad.
That. But that's, and anyway, from what I understand, they went to Fox with it because Fox has the baseball.
Yeah.
They've got the World Series.
Right.
And Fox said, that's real nice, shove it.
Yeah. Do you know what I would do? Seriously, if they came to me and asked me what to do about baseball,
what?
An instrumental version, because you don't use the lyrics, but you do an instrumental modernized version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Give it to some guy that knows how to do that thing and just spice it up.
Well,
they've got that. That's the greatest traditional song in the history of baseball.
I think the people at Fox said something. I read something like, we've already got a... Did you know this, that they've got a da-da-da-da-da-da, they've got like a variation of that for baseball?
Yeah, but it's not anything that,
but
that
they
jumps
think,
out.
But they think that it's signature.
Right.
So Major League Baseball has then said, okay, that's fine. Fox can run their own music.
Uh-huh.
But now when you go to your ballpark, you're going to hear this.
Take me out to the ball game.
Well, then fine.
Yeah. That's going to play real good in Boston.
Hey, no, wait, now, hold on a second. You're talking about a team that's got more music than they need. Boston has the best music identity of any team in baseball.
No, that was not a slam against.
No, I know it was, but what I'm saying, do you know, you could go see that movie Fever Pitch and you'll know that. I mean, that's the one where they make it popular. But, I mean, it's a...
Let me think of another... white racist city.
Mm-hmm.
Well... Boston pretty much is number one.
Yeah, but I mean, see, the thing is, you got that Southern cracker kind of sound with that song you're
that's
playing.
That's what I'm saying. In Boston, that's the one place that I couldn't...
Wouldn't play.
Well, maybe more so than if it was done by a black fellow.
Yeah, and let's bury that. Let's bury that, please. My God.
Have we had the discussion seriously? I know we have. Occasionally, because of you, I watch if the Red Sox are on... ESPN High Def,
mm-hmm.
I watch,
uh-huh.
And I guess last night they played in Cleveland, right?
Yep, they played at that absolutely gorgeous stadium in Cleveland.
So I guess it was the week before they were at home,
mm-hmm.
And I watched, I know who they're, when they're at home, they wear the white jerseys, that's how I know, and I know Fenway Park.
Most of the time, right.
I know I've had this discussion with you before. I didn't count but two black folk in the stands. Seriously, at Fenway Park.
Mm-hmm.
At Fenway Park,
wow. Right.
And I made sure that I watch. I know I brought.
Well, it's like a Packers game.
Okay, touche.
Nicely played, Mike.
But
ladies,
Mike,
and gentlemen, I just hit one out of the park.
You did. Let me just say, in my defense,
Shayna. Yes.
Let me say, in my defense.
Yes. What in your defense?
It's Wisconsin.
Yeah. It's Boston.
Hold on. But it's Massachusetts. We're talking about Wisconsin versus Massachusetts,
right? What's your point?
That there's like no blacks in Wisconsin.
A much whiter state. Not a good argument. Not a good argument.
There's
you can find
some,
plenty.
There's
you did
some
a survey
blacks in Boston and in Massachusetts.
You know, I think really, if you talked about sporting events in general, if you talked to baseball, football, that'd be and really broke down the statistics as far as participation, minority participation in the fan base of games, you'd probably be able to make a case that there are not enough minorities represented in a lot of professional athletic contests.
Listen, Whitey buys tickets to everything.
Whitey goes to the game. Yeah.
Whitey
Honkies go to games.
Whitey goes to everything. Whitey goes to
Whitey
football.
Goes to everything. Basketball also.
Whitey, yes,
the NBA.
And basketball where it's 95% brothers playing, it's like 100% Whitey in the state. stand.
That's right. It really, really is. That's very interesting.
The song is available at MLB.com. Robert just handed me this bulletin.
And you're right, though. That song will not play well in Boston.
Never catch on.
It won't play. Mike, if there was a team in Nashville, it wouldn't play in Nashville.
No, it sucks. The song sucks. It's forced. It's very forced.
Are you ready for some baseball? Hello, Don and Mike show. But a good one on Green Bay, though.
Thank you. Hey, pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
And I came right back with that.
I've got nothing
I charged
that.
The net and I volleyed that one right
I've
away.
Got, you know, you smashed the ball in my head on that one.
Yeah. Stunning. A stunning play.
I got
thank you.
Nothing for you.
Well,
I got
you know what it was?
Nothing.
You were doing your warm-up, and I knew exactly where you were going with it, so I had time to prepare. I had time to think about it right there.
You know,
the only time I really get motivated and dig my heels in is with certain things on this show.
Well, you
and,
know,
and that's one of them right there.
If you're black in Green Bay,
mm-hmm.
you're either a thief or a Packer. That's it. Good luck.
Well, Green Bay's out in the middle of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I say.
Yeah.
If you're a brother and you're driving a car, and God forbid it be like a late model new car, you either better have like a size 22 neck. You know, or you better just be ready for a scene out of Smokey and the Bandit.
Green Bay, the Packers. Hey, but it doesn't matter. They got Favre.
That's right.
Oh, Favre.
The King White.
Yeah, where's he from? Isn't he from the Bayou or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. He's from Kill, Mississippi.
Yeah. Bubby Brister territory.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, my God. You remember when Bubby Brister's mom used to be on TV all the time?
Yeah. I mean, she had.
Did
she
we
had
have
the
fun
buttons
goofing on her?
And the Mrs. Brister. You Mrs. Know, Bubby Brister.
She was better than the bus's mom. Mm-hmm. She was better than Donovan McNabb's mom.
The camera, always. It's almost like they had her own cameraman on her at games. Bubby Brister, kind of a short career in the NFL, relatively speaking.
Bubby Brister, who was like the water boy.
Right?
I mean, really. The guy was like Goober Pyle.
But they do generate a lot of those quarterbacks from that part of the world.
Sure.
I mean, it starts with Ken Stabler, that guy. I mean, he's from down there. You got Bubby Brister.
Snake.
Brett Favre. How y'all doing? Archie Manning, that neck of the woods.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, all the Manning boys.
Hello.
All those Manning boys. The Manning
boys.
Hey,
Don and Mike.
Hi, Paw. It's me, Eli. I'm here with Peyton. Hey, Paw.
Hi, Paw.
Want to toss the pigskin around? Where's Hop Sing?
Down in the bayou.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
This is Pete.
Hi, Pete.
I was wondering if this MLB theme song is a takeoff of AC/DC Thunderstruck.
That is an insult to Thunderstruck.
Hold on,
one of my all-time favorite songs.
Listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
I mean, I will give you the fact that there's a similarity there, but boy, I love Thunder. You know what? Thunderstruck would be a great song for MLB.
Here's the only similarity. That's it, right?
The Capitals.
Right. That's what I picked up right away when you pulled that out. I said, that's
right
AC/DC.
There was a period of time where the Washington Capitals used that for the song that they'd play when they would come out on the ice, and I always thought that was one of the best sports songs to play. I thought it was fantastic.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
What's up, guys? Hey. I also don't think that song's going to work. There's four measures till you get to the lyrics. The theme is that banner, name, name. What's that?
But you know what the worst part? I mean, take the music out of it. The first part is, take me out to the ball, guys.
Because they wanted to be like Hank Williams.
Yeah, I know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Yeah, howdy. Baltimore has his own theme song. Bob Denver, thank God I'm a country boy.
Or that would be John Denver, not Bob Denver. Of course.
Denver. Brother Bob. I love that Bob Denver song, Colorado Rocky Mountain High. Now, this to me holds up. You could still use this for baseball. You could edit the hits and all that. You know,
take me out to the ball game.
That's where he departs. Yeah.
That's like an ice cream headache. Really. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes. Yes, yes, Dumas.
I believe you said Goober Pyle, and it's Gomer Pyle.
The Pyle boys, sir, there's Goober Pyle and Gomer Pyle.
Obviously, you are not bright enough to realize that there were two Pyle brothers, Goober and Gomer.
Like now, the man.
Regardless of the fact...
Say regardless after you make
that
mistake.
You're wrong, so now you have to jump into my pile. I've just made a pile of delicious what looks like sour cream.
I got one more thing to say.
It's on the edge of my toe.
You screwed up.
Hold on. You don't get one more thing to say when you haven't apologized for your first mistake.
I am very sorry.
For what? For being born?
I truly apologize for being a dumas and being born in the
first. All right,
see,
now you've apologized. You've called yourself a dumbass. Now you can make your second point.
All right,
bye!
Oh, dear.
That is fun.
Haven't done that in a long time.
That is fun.
Hey,
Buzz.
Yes.
Yes.
That was fun.
Buzz,
yes.
Buzz.
Yes, yes, yes.
Don't want you to totally be caught blindsided.
Thank
there.
You.
When we come back, Buzz will be talking to a man named Craig X.
Uh-huh.
He is a Los Angeles-based marijuana activist.
Huh.
And, you know, we just passed 420.
Yes, 420
yes.
is
Last
the
week.
That is the big day. I don't know why that is, but I mean it's the same time, right? 420 the time in the day, right?
Right. You'll be glad to know that he is an ordained minister.
Oh, good.
And he calls himself the Pope of Pot.
That's excellent.
And we figured it's either you or Joe.
Right.
It's a coin flip to see who gets to talk to him. And if at any point you feel like you need some backup,
oh yeah,
you know you've got your man Joe.
That's
there.
Good to know.
The Pope of Pot. What is this? Can you? What's the deal? Can you smoke pot in his church?
He's trying to make it so you buy a membership in his church, and then if you get caught holding, you can say it's part of my religion.
It's a sacrament.
Ooh.
Losing my religion.
Clever. All right, so Buzz, stand by.
I'm ready.
Stand by for action, Buzz.
Take me out to the ball game.
He's mentally retarded. 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 He's mentally retarded.
Christ.
Swing, bada, bada, swing.
Jesus Christ. Except, you know, here's the only thing about that song.
Mm.
Now that you did that, isn't it kind of like, I like driving home with Don and Mike.
Yeah, the swing, the dumbest part of it, which is the swing,
isn't
that part.
Kind of just a little bit.
It's in my brain.
Out to the ball game.
You know, who am I kidding? I love it.
I like driving home with a dot on my head.
For 20 years. Here's the really gay part.
Swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing.
Okay, get out of here, please.
Yeah.
Good luck, baseball.
Good luck.
Good luck. We got a break.
We don't need luck. Baseball doesn't
need luck. Baseball doesn't need luck?
Yeah,
maybe
baseball,
a little.
Baseball's here to stay, baby.
No, it's doing great, Mike.
It is. Had the best year it's had in decades last year.
Doing great.
It's the best sport in the world.
It's kicking
Don't
ass.
You be putting down my baseball. Come on now. It's doing great. I know you can't help yourself, but try not to put down my favorite sport.
I'm not. Listen, it's the third sport now in America. Really, you've got football. It might be fourth. You got football, NBA or NASCAR is number two. Mm-hmm. The other one's number three.
Right.
At least just in my humble opinion. And then you got baseball.
Okay, you know, football's like number three. You've got gymnastics, curling, and then the NFL.
Okay, but we're agreed NFL is number one.
The NFL is the most popular sport in the United States right now. No and, doubt. I will not argue with you about that. And I watch it, too. So
would you even say at this point, let's take the NBA out of it. It
breaks my heart when you go down this road. I hate to see this. This is what happened to my guy. What did happen to my guy that 20 years ago would come walking
you
in with his Cubbies jersey
F-T-R-I-K-E.
On?
F-T-R-I-K-E.
The strike, and you never came back.
What did I tell you yesterday? Who holds a grudge like me?
Nobody. Damn it.
Nobody.
Damn it, Jim.
You bastards. I wait, and I wait, and I wait. Ryan Sandberg. Who rooted for you, 23?
Yeah.
I did. All you, Ron Say, Ron Santo, you bastards of my youth. And you're finally motoring towards the playoffs.
There's only one thing I believe that will get you back to
and
baseball.
And you pricks go on strike.
I guarantee you I know
what
will
get
him
back.
The Cubs in a World Series, he will not be able to
Couldn't
resist
that.
Never happen.
That's true. It might never happen.
I'm saying it won't happen. On not for me. I'm
right.
saying it'll never happen for them.
Not looking good this year.
Never happened. And I'm not one of those guys like you and your Red Sox people who loved it and loved mm-hmm. and like
Light
actually
long.
Bathed in the fact that your team sucked for so long.
Mm-hmm.
No. You know, screw them. That's how I am. I can turn on you like that.
That's how you roll.
Goodbye, baseball. You know what? Goodbye, Greg Maddux. There's a man named Greg Biffle who's in my life right now. And if Greg Biffle's not there, why, I might try Greg Popovich, coach of the San Antonio Spurs.
Good luck with that. Have fun. Have fun with that one. I now root for, in the National League, I want to see the Cubs do it. Just because I know it's a much larger scale with much lengthier periods of time.
Yeah.
But on the same thing, it's just like American Idol. If they got to a World Series, you'd come back. You'd come around back.
You almost said that like a Guido. You'd come back.
You'd come back, Donnie.
You'd come back.
Because you're a nice baseball boy at heart.
But I know we got a break.
Got to.
Do you think baseball is more popular than NASCAR?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I mean, when it comes to their, for example, if you're talking about a World Series, you know, and when it's exciting in the playoffs, yeah. As far as on a week-to-week basis, it might be a push. I'm not sure. I mean, NASCAR is the fastest still, right? The fastest
right.
growing sport.
Right. Buzz?
Yes.
What's your favorite?
My favorite sport?
Yes.
It wouldn't be any of those.
Not looking for a joke answer.
Right.
But I mean, really.
I guess, I don't know, I guess baseball.
Oh, really?
I guess.
Why? What is that?
It's nice to spend the day sitting in the stands in warm weather.
There you go.
There you go.
So we got that going for us, which is nice. That's a good thing.
Who doesn't like hot dogs?
Buzz Burbank from Major League Baseball.
Take me out to the ball game.
How many guys on the team, Buzz?
I'm going to say 9.
Hey! Good job. Which league has the designated hitter?
That would be your American League.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He does know. He does know. This is wonderful.
Can you name?
Not with that heckling.
Can you name the team in Tampa Bay?
Not the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers?
That's
no.
A football
no, they're some kind of pirate.
You're right.
Love you, Buzz. You're right. Yeah. It's the Tampa Bay some kind of pirate.
When you're right, you're right.
Uh-huh. We got a break. We'll be right back with Buzz talking to the Pope of Pod.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yo, who's our munchies tonight, yo?
Not me. Like I said, be me. What do you guys want?
Joe, get some sour cream and onion chips.
Joe.
Dip, man.
Joe.
Beef jerky. Some
Joe.
Peanut butter.
Joe.
Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars.
Joe.
A whole
Joe.
Lot of hot. Make sure chocolate. Gotta
Joe.
Have chocolate, man. Some popcorn, bread popcorn, graham crackers.
Joe.
Graham crackers with the marshmallows, the little marshmallows, and little chocolate bars. And we'll make some s'mores, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yo.
Also, celery, grape jelly, Captain Crunch with blue crunch berries.
Joe.
Pizzas. We need 2 big pizzas, man.
Joe.
Everything on them. With water,
Joe.
Whole lot of water,
Joe.
And
Joe.
Funyuns.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Go ahead and call us. We wait for your call.
Yeah. That sound can indicate that we're looking forward to chatting with you.
We love taking live calls for you, the great unwashed.
Thanks again for your calls.
Try to understand.
Try
to understand.
Try
to understand.
Try.
They are magic men.
Magic men.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. And now we're ready for
the Buzz interview.
Yay.
Which a lot of times involves Buzz makes the sexy call.
Right.
Today, we'll put Buzz on the spot for about 10 minutes or so with a guy named Craig X, who, as we mentioned, is the Pope of Pot. So, he's ready to go on the air with us, right?
Ready for your
wonderful
call.
So, Buzz, you just wait for... I'll intro you and Mike will intro you
cool.
once we get the guy on the phone.
All right.
And again, this deal is what, he wants people to smoke weed in church?
No, he wants you to join his church for a fee.
Oh, join his church.
So you get caught.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now see, this could have been handy for me 10 years ago.
This ought to be a softball interview.
Well, I don't know.
We'll see. Hello, Craig.
Just a moment.
He's doing his wacky Asian voice.
Okay. Stand by, please. That's a bong hit. Stand by for Buzz.
What's happening?
And now, on the Westwood One Radio Network, it's time for Green Grass. Here's your host, Buzz Burbank.
Green grass, on my window.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us. It's about 28 minutes after 4:20 here on the way on the East Coast. And our next guest is Craig X. Rubin, who I believe is the pastor of a church called Temple 420. The Pope of Pot, they call him. Temple 420 is a church that preaches that the Bible says marijuana is sacred. Thanks for joining us, Craig.
Oh, what's happening, Buzz? Hey. I was just communing with the Lord, waiting for you.
I could hear the holy water in the background there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit. Well, let's start with this: the very premise that the Bible says marijuana is sacred. Can you cite that chapter and verse for us?
Well, the very beginning to the end of the Bible, and we're talking about the King James Version.
So the whole book.
The whole book, the very first chapter, Genesis 1:11, says God gave man all the grasses and herbs. And in the very last chapter of the book, Revelation 20.
Did he say grasses and herbs?
Yeah. And 12 manner of
fruit. Is this guy 11 years old?
12 a year. Cannabis.
So he cannot hear Mike or I.
12 months a year.
It does sound tense.
No more dry spots.
So you're saying the whole book.
The healing
then.
Of all nations.
Right, right. So throughout the book, throughout the good book, it references marijuana as being sacred. And
you know,
then
it talks about plants and planting seeds,
right.
Harvest,
and
it's an agriculture.
You got to get his age, Buzz.
Marijuana would definitely be a buzz. Pastor Craig, may I ask how old you are?
I'm 40.
40 years old. You sound a lot younger than that. What do you attribute?
Young, Don.
What do you attribute that to?
Ask him if his balls have dropped yet.
Communing with the Lord, and I have 7 kids.
Ah, well, congratulations to you.
7 kids.
So what they say about your testosterone count? Then not entirely true, then.
Not according to my wife.
Weren't they all born with some type of horrible birth defect?
Yeah, and, you know, it could be. I think a lot of the propaganda about marijuana is false, and that's why I'm so for marijuana. I'm on
wives.
A TV show called Weeds on Showtime.
Right, love that show.
Shocked.
I haven't missed an episode.
Shocked.
Awesome. I play the owner of the Medical Marijuana Club.
Oh, good. I look forward to that. I look forward to seeing you. Yeah, I also wanted to ask you about the kind of
high. Welcome, Buzz. Go ahead.
I want to ask you about the kind of paper that the Bible is printed on. I've noticed that the pages.
Welcome to the segment called Buzz is not really going to be funny. Buzz is just going to like do an informational call with
yes.
a friend of his.
Well, he cares about
the
this subject.
The original version of the Bible were on animal scrolls.
They're going to exchange numbers at the end of this.
Now the loaves and fishes thing that was about the munchies, right?
Tell me once again, I missed what you said.
The loaves and fishes episode, that was about the munchies, right?
Well, obviously those people were hungry, and Jesus wanted to feed them.
I bet this guy's killed a lot of brain cells.
I don't know for sure if you can attribute.
We didn't even know what Buzz was talking about when Jesus got all the fish and bread to feed those people.
That's like I said, part of our temple. We're not creating anything new.
Doesn't sound
we're just
like
trying
a religious
to protect
man
people
to me.
From being arrested. 866,000 people are arrested every year.
Why did you ask him about your pet cause, Buzz?
The
whole Tommy Chong thing.
That said hallucinogenic drugs were okay for religious purposes.
I mean, yeah. It's your interview. Do whatever you like, Buzz.
That decision, Gonzalez versus Ocentro.
Remember?
Yes.
Do you think he looks anything like that guy in Pulp Fiction who gave Sam Jackson his age?
He's in a bathrobe. He's eating breakfast cereal right now.
He's getting high. Phone ringing for 15 times.
I guarantee you, the only beard he's got is that right under the lower lip. That's the only beard he's got.
Temple420.org. We'll protect them if anyone gets
he's
arrested.
He's giving his
infomercial.
Hey, Buzz, please ask him if he's high right now.
Good to know.
Protect him on religious grounds.
Yeah, and what about that whole Tommy Chong travesty?
Well, Tommy's a good friend of mine. I wrote about that in my first book, 90210 Grow.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of ridiculous. It was definitely a persecution based on his free speech rights.
Clearly.
He feels like you.
Clearly, because one of the things they said when they sentenced him was that he was one of 51 people arrested that day and the only one to go to jail.
Right.
And when they sentenced him, they go, well, we have to make an example of you because you've made a career out of making fun of law enforcement. And as a comedian, that's his job.
All right, yeah, exactly. Now, I understand you don't, smoking's not allowed inside the church. Under California law, nobody can smoke anything indoors in a public place, at least.
Well, if you get special permits, you can, but we want to have kids and family show up.
Exactly.
So we have this beautiful area that we're eyeing down one church right now in the Hollywood area. It's got a great parking lot that's enclosed, so once people park and come into the church area,
please,
I thought they could come in outside then roll in for the services.
So, Pastor Craig, let me ask you, are you high right now?
Oh, yeah, like I said, I was just commuting, waiting for you guys. I thought you guys are a bunch of stoners, too, because you were supposed to call about a half hour ago.
Yeah.
Running a little behind. Buzz, we have a phone call. Our callers are calling.
Pastor Craig, we'd like to take some phone calls, if that's okay with you.
I'd love to chat with the people out there.
That's going to be.
Hello. Hey, man, this is Dean.
Turn down your... Joe, you're right in the next room.
Hey, buddy.
You know what?
He's getting some feedback there, so
hold on a second.
Dump that guy.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Why don't we...
The callers seem to have our show on too loud in the background, and it didn't seem to be on delay.
I'd be cranking it also.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let's try that again.
See if we can get that caller back on the line.
Give it another shot.
Try another random caller now. Gosh, I hope the caller's named Joe.
Is Joe on the line?
Is he calling back?
He will be.
Unbelievable.
He's a regular caller.
Should be calling any second now.
Talking to Craig Exruman.
Should be calling back.
Temple 420.
You're simply waiting for that call.
And you say that's temple420.com?
Joe.
Temple420.com.org.
Joe.
Temple420.com.org.
Hold on, Buzz.
Stone,
here you go.
Dyslexic people.
Here's our caller,
Let's
Craig.
Let's take a random call for Buzz.
Go ahead, caller.
You guys only get one call?
Just one.
Only one. We only have one phone line.
You guys have such a funny show. I listen to some of the clips.
We only have one listener, and here he is. Hello, is this Joe again?
No. I can't even hear it right now, Dad.
Oh.
Not taking this random phone.
Guys, hold on a second.
Is that your son. Son's call?
Something you'd like to ask the Pope of Pot?
Not right now.
All right.
Barney, Buzz is interviewing the Pope of Pot right now.
We thought you were going to be a caller named Joe.
A random caller.
Hey, listen, Pope of Pot, hold on a second.
Hang on, Craig.
I got to talk to my real-life kid for a second. Marty, we're trying to set up this thing. I said to Rob about halfway through this, have Joe call on the request line.
Yeah, and we'll say it's just a random call. It'll be funny because everybody will know it's Joe.
So then what happens is Joe called up, but he had the monitor on so loud in the producer's room. It was feeding back.
It was squealing. Yeah, feedback.
So when I saw the hotline ring,
right,
I thought it was Joe calling, and it turns out, hey, yoke's on me.
Here's your son calling, and it's unrelated.
So what's happening?
Oh, it wasn't important. I was hoping just to ask Robbie that you give me a call back whenever you get a chance.
All right, as soon as I go to break. I love you. I'll talk to you then.
Okay,
okay. Okay, I'll call you right back. Bye-bye.
Rob, have Don call Bart.
Don, call Bart.
Thanks.
Okay.
Hey, Rob.
We have yes?
Did you tell Don to call Bart back?
Oh, I meant to. Maybe in the break.
I'll ask Bart.
Let's go back to the Buzz Show with the Prince of Pod on the Pope of Pod on the phone.
That's right.
I got a bunch of kids, too. I understand, guys.
How many wives do you have those kids with?
Two wives.
Yeah.
And the second one's a beautiful little Asian woman. She's in the Philippines right now.
Ah, congratulations.
Recruiting others?
Recruiting the women, kind of bring back some male brides, I guess.
Let's see if we can take a call. I believe the caller
finally ready
caller
for the
is
call.
Finally on the phone. Hello.
Hey.
Huh?
Hey, it's Joe.
Hey, Joe, go ahead. What's your question for Pastor Craig?
Hey, Patrick.
Pastor.
Right.
What's happening, Joe?
Patrick Craig.
Joe.
Oh, my question.
Yes, please.
Pope. Hey, Pope. Tell us about pot in the Bible.
That's already been asked.
He already addressed that.
Thank you, Joe, but thanks for the call. Let's take another call.
Try another call.
Let's take another call. Hello, The Buzz Show.
Hey.
Hi.
This is Brad. Can I talk to Greg?
Yes, hi, Brad. Go ahead. You're on the air with
Craig.
It's Craig.
Craig.
Right, Fred. Anyway, what do you put in your water?
Yeah, do you use anything special or do you just use tap water, Craig? For that bong.
Good question, caller. Thank you.
I like to use Arrowhead. I hope they send me some free water for the...
finest water. Then.
Hello.
Another call from another random listener.
Don and Mike show. Hello. I mean, Buzz show. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Mike Sprouse.
Go ahead, Mike. You got a question for the Pope of Pot?
Yeah, Pope. Do you listen to Queensryche when you're high?
Hey, man. No, I usually like to listen to Bob Marley or the new Jewish guy who does the rap.
All right, let's
good choice. Got any more phone calls?
Now the line is ringing
well,
like crazy.
Of course they are. They're on fire.
Hello, you're on the air with Buzz and the Pope of Pot. Who's this?
This is Cakes.
All right, Cakes.
What's happening, Cakes?
Pope.
God bless you, brother.
What do you like, Northern Lights or Mexican or the brown or the emerald?
There you go.
I only puff the finest Kush.
Thank you.
Kush in the Kush,
baby.
Thank you, caller. Buzz, I think we have time for one more.
Very good. One more call?
You are red hot today.
Yeah, let's take it.
With the callers. Love this. You get a good response today, Pope.
Absolutely.
Hello, Buzz Show.
Who's Pope? This caller?
This is Sumner.
Sumner. Hey, long time, Sumner. What's
Sumner, you have a question?
Thanks for coming back. What's your question for Craig?
Sumner.
This is an old man. I used to smoke pot in the 1940s.
Right?
And back then, we'd go to jail for a long time.
Yeah, still do, actually, in many
You
things.
Owe us a debt of attitude, gratitude, young man.
Thanks for being a pioneer.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Let me tell you.
Thank you for your service to our bluntry.
Our bluntry.
Hold on.
My granny Annie was a big puffer. I used to smoke weed with my grandmother and her puffer.
That's nice. That is nice.
You know, I've never seen you get this many calls on a segment, Buzz.
Well, amazing. It's a very hot topic.
With only one phone line operating.
This touches a lot of American homes.
Take one more call. Hello. Last call, absolutely, for the Buzz segment.
Yes, this is Tony.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Tony. How you doing?
I'd like to ask the Pope, yes? if does it help you concentrate when you're working on your job?
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Ding.
When I'm taking care of the people and they, like, need some help,
uh-huh.
When I smoke my weed.
Joe, you should do your British accent, really.
So I can help myself to help them.
Yeah.
Because part of being the Pope is blessing people.
Right.
And if I feel good after communing with the Lord, then I can bless people better.
You call her.
And inspires
from overseas.
Inspires your sermons, right?
One more call.
Definitely. That's why I'm...
One more. We're coming up on traffic and weather together. We got one more call. Hello?
We have an international call coming through.
One quick call. Quickly, caller. Go ahead.
This is Michael Hughes.
Yes, Michael. You have a question?
Yes.
Comment?
Hold on, please. Would you go tell him?
Yes.
Please.
Is that a legitimate caller?
No, that was a gag call.
I think we got one call there.
You know, we had one of those.
One gag slipped in again.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Every once in a while, we get a goofy caller. Let's see.
Sample420.com.
Let's see if we get one more call for Buzz. Hello.
I think we have our international line open now.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hello, caller. Thanks,
hey, mate.
Thanks for calling across the big drink. What's your question?
Let me see. Oh,
the Queen's English.
Do you ever smoke any of the stuff we get over here in England?
That's the most pathetic English accent I've ever heard, mate.
Are you high?
Oh, we go over to Amsterdam and we score right there, just like you.
Right on. Smoking cones, drinking lagers. All right with you then.
All right with the Jägermeister and a shot of the tequila and a little...
Wow.
Know what I mean? Wink, wink.
Thank you. I hear you.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Sure.
Bye. Bye. Well, Buzz, that'll do it. You can wind things up if you like.
I'd like to thank Pastor Craig, the Pope of Pot, from Temple 420 at temple420.com. Craig, we will look for you on the Showtime series Weeds, and I can't wait to get out of Los Angeles and take in one of your services.
You got it. Come on out. We'll make sure that you get hooked up with the finest.
Thanks, Craig.
Hold on a second. Our producer needs to talk to you. Thank you.
Take care.
And now we'll see.
That was a fascinating interview, Buzz.
It sure was.
Many good callers.
That's what helped, really. The questions from the callers. Great. Always the best part of the segment.
You have a good time? How do you think it went? I thought it was fine. I look forward to heading out and sparking up with you.
Rob,
where did he hear that?
I will call. Thanks and God bless. All right, bye-bye. Barking up. He had a blast.
He did?
Good. Yeah.
Good for him.
Good.
Knew he would.
And how about, you know, I love yelling at him, but this is like when your three-legged dog does something right, finally.
Yeah. Yes, he got it right.
Hey.
Took him a while, but he got it right.
Hello.
Hey, three-legged dog.
Nice job, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
That's funnier than a three-legged dog, I'll tell you what.
Joe played all the callers, by the way, for those of you who couldn't tell.
Yes. Thank you, Buzz, for pulling back the curtain on that one. Thank you, because we really... We had no idea that that was Joe every time.
A lot of people were fooled, Don.
Yeah. Because he's just standing in line to take Mike's spot.
Want to hear my William Devane?
Yeah. Let's hear it, Joe.
This is William Devane. How are you today,
Jim? That's perfect.
Watch for them to write about you in the Baltimore Sun, Joe.
Reason.
You know, you got to congratulate both Buzz and Joe for this, and it'll give them a good reason to go celebrate this evening.
All right, goodbye to both of you.
Good day.
I mean, well, not you, Buzz. You're still here.
Yeah.
Goodbye to him. So.
Bye, Joe.
Green Grass by Gary Lewis of the Playboy.
That's right. And I think we proved one thing by interviewing that guy. If you smoke weed, you'll always sound like you're 12 years old. Fantastic.
The guy was 40. Hey, how are you? Yeah, man. Hey,
good
Diamond.
To know.
Hey, Diamond. How's it going? Hey, Diamond, look at how buff I am. It's Bird Weiss on weed. Hey, fantastic job, Diamond. Come on out to the Church of Pot.
Hey, little buddy.
Yeah, my grandmother was a big puffer, too, man. Used to get high with her. Thanks for calling, man. Out here in L.A., man. Yeah, those people, those fascists trying to run us out of our church, man.
Right.
Hey, don't forget, if you go to a penguin feather head shop, you can get an actual bong. It has a price. It's used by Jack Diamond, mix 1073.
Spark it up, Diamond. Thanks so much. Yeah,
hi,
man.
Hey, rat boy.
Look at my muscles. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, whoever the guy was. You right. Plugged his website, right?
Yeah, plenty.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And the way Hansel combs his hair?
Or like Dustin. It's like, excuse me, but have you ever heard of styling gel?
I'm sure Hansel's heard of styling gel. He's a male model.
Well, Earth to Brent, I was making a joke.
Earth to Mikis, duh, okay.
I knew that. Earth to Brent, I'm not so sure you did, because you were all, well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like, you didn't know it was a joke.
I knew it was a joke, Mikis. I just didn't get it right away.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready.
Holy heartbender! Holy hole in a donut!
Right, Robin.
Holy man, potatoes.
Pinch hitting for Lou Brock, Don and Mike.
Holy nightmare.
Someday we'll tell you why that's so incredibly funny.
Holy Las Vegas.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. We have to, how many of these things do we have?
Holy ball and chain.
I guess we can have an unlimited amount of them.
Holy caffeine.
I guess he said holy a lot, didn't
yeah,
he?
Holy, yes he did.
Holy fruit salad.
A lot. New York, London, Paris, Munich. Everybody talk about pop music.
Pop music.
Holy heart failure.
Okay, they've not repeated yet.
No.
Holy hole in a donut.
That's where we came in.
Now we know.
That's the repeat.
Burt Ward.
The great
Buzz, do me a favor.
What's that?
Please turn on your TV.
All right.
And just, I'm cool about having done this interview about Frida.
I understand.
For Channel 9, because it's I think it's a tribute to my wife, who I love desperately, yep. Still to this day. And not that I don't trust Channel 9. But we're just on their website.
Yes, I saw.
And so it says tonight, 9 News at 11. It's got my picture. DJ Don Geronimo. And it's got Frida's picture. It says, his tragic loss. So, you know, they assured me that they were going to do this in good taste.
And you're right. Fine right now, but I think you're feeling the way we all are. It just that thing in particular is a little, it's just a little... It makes you a little nervous. Is that what it does?
It's a little sensational and a little urgent looking.
Yeah.
So, you know, just let me know if anything shows up on TV. You can pop it up and we
got
can,
it on.
We can give it the immediate thumbs up or thumbs down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that was I know you felt a little oogie about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the only reason I even did it was because, frankly, I think maybe anybody that's gone through a loss. You'd be helped by that, and I love talking about Frida. So, you know, she was, everybody listening knows, she's the most important person I ever met in my life, the greatest person I met in my life.
Right.
And, you know, I'd get on TV and say that all day.
Right.
They want to run it and put her on for sweeps, that's great.
Sure.
Just, you know, I trust Derek McGinty, the guy that did the interview with
me.
I really think he's grade A.
Yeah, well, he's done a lot of stuff. He's done plenty. He's got a good track record.
You know, a lot of the other creeps that I worry about. So just let me know, Buzz.
All right.
Let me know.
We're monitoring.
I already feel weird about that.
Right.
As I mentioned today, even as much as...
So the guy with the cap wouldn't be coming to your house?
as
Pat, what's his name? Who's the guy for Channel 4?
Oh, Pat Collins.
Pat Collins.
Yeah,
you would be having Pat Collins do it?
No, as much of an ego hog as I am, you know, and I, even though it has to do with Frida dying, I have to admit that for a certain while this morning, it was fun. My phone was ringing, and it was like every 10 minutes, oh, my God. You know, they're pushing you every, you're on your face on TV every 10. I told you, I got calls from members of my family, like, well, did you and Mike get fired?
Right.
Did something
happen? Because people, it's kind of the way people automatically think when there's press.
Right, and then and now that it's actually out there and it's about to be on TV, albeit just local TV, you know, I'm thinking,
a little anxious.
That's not what I wanted. I didn't want it to turn into like a circus thing.
Yeah, don't you agree that it all depends on the piece? I mean, you know, it's television. They promote. That's what they do.
I trust them. You
got to kind of deal with that.
I trust them at Channel 9. So anyway, just let me know what's happening.
I will.
You got it right here, Bob?
I think you get the audio
and
there.
Tonight, and for the most part, we're looking at a clear night. Temperature-wise, it's really kind of average.
All right, well, let me know, because God knows I've seen it a million times. It's a big slide with me and Frida on it. Let me know as soon as my big, ugly face is on TV, Buzz.
All right.
Now, besides all of that, on TV last night, do you want to hear some of these Dateline Predator shows?
Yeah, especially now that they're catching them. This is great television. I hope they keep doing this.
I think I mentioned earlier, this is a huge mistake, in my humble opinion. IMHOROFLLOL, everything else, by NBC. They've got this pedophile show, which could be as big as Deal or No Deal. I mean, really. You could run the pedophile show two nights a week. Mm-hmm. You don't burn it like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
What's amazing is the last time I watched it, and it was the first one they had after the original episode ran on Dateline, and these guys were being arrested who had actually seen the Dateline broadcast.
Right?
So, that's amazing.
Everybody knows the setup by now, that Dateline has cops or people that work to catch kid touchers pretending to be young boys or young girls. They're on the computer. Then they get on the phone with the perv. The perv comes over to the house. The adult that sounds like a child says, I'll be right out. Mm-hmm. And then when the guy's standing there unzipping his pants,
or whatever he's doing,
the guy comes out, the reporter comes out.
Can I ask you what you're doing?
And anyway, last night,
Now they run out into the driveway and they get caught, right?
Yeah, because they have cops out there. I can't believe that they've got this show, the pedophile show, which is everybody that watches it, well, you're sickened by it. You love seeing these guys get caught.
Absolutely.
They put it on last night against American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You can run a test pattern against America. You're not going to beat American Idol.
So you're saying they should save it for a choice location.
For instance, I mean, I know it's not fashionable, but if I was running NBC, and maybe someday I will be, wouldn't you want something at 8 o'clock to compete with Survivor and with Home Edition or American Inventor?
Yeah.
Why are you still running like Joey and Will and Grace, when you could be running the pedophile show.
Right.
And, you know, God forbid you go up against the big guns.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on against CSI.
Sure.
Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing better than watching these guys get caught. It was on last night. Nobody saw it. One of these guys is a school teacher. Which cut is that, Rob?
That freaks me out. Yeah.
Which cut it? Which is the...
Number 12.
Yeah, we'll start here. Because this is too good.
Okay.
This guy knows immediately when he's busted, and he says, oh, I'm probably going to be on TV.
Yeah, because a lot of them are aware of it.
Hold on, here we go. Let's go to Channel 9.
Change him and his show.
Architects, lawyers, accountants.
Just got that was just the end of it.
Oh. Going into spots.
Very short. Very short tease.
Was it just a tease?
Yeah.
If they do the pedophile show, I hope this is the reporter they keep, because you're going to like the way he talks.
This is a different guy than the other Kendall they had before.
This is the first time I've seen it. He is so slippery. He's great at this.
Same guy, and he's
slippery. I give this guy his props. I think this guy's going to win more awards than any journalist in history.
He's got a lot better at coming around the corner and going, hey, what are you doing here?
And, you know, the bottom line, who knows what this guy's going to deal with? I think this guy deserves a lot of credit.
Okay, so now, here's the pedophile show. Although, as we say this, and it was confusing, Buzz is also over there monitoring Channel 9.
Right. We'll jump in when that comes on.
The local CBS station.
Is
that on TV?
Ready for work?
Write it for play, and we'll match your down payment.
Yeah, that's a TV spot. You're listening to the TV.
How about that, Rob? That hip-hop is everywhere.
Where is the melody?
In a Ford commercial.
Are we listening to a Dateline clip?
We are right now.
Okay.
We were just...
You want to see two guys and see what their passion is? Uh-huh. They were just mesmerized by the box there. You two were just absolutely hypnotized by the magic box. You both stopped and you looked like little toy dogs with your heads cocked at an angle. And it was like the TV is at the commercial. Hey, bye. It was I know how to hypnotize both of you now.
What was the bad song they did during the American Idol commercial last night?
It was Call Me
by Blondie. Particularly bad one. Yeah, I mean, they're always bad.
Yeah, they're still trying to sex up McPhee though, which I enjoy.
Nothing wrong with that. I've seen that, and they had a dog, and he had puppies. I've seen it.
Everybody likes a puppy.
I've seen that.
All right. So now let's go to the pedophile show. This is where they, from last night on NBC, where they catch a teacher.
Oh, boy.
And again, we've already set this up. It's a sting operation.
Right.
It's not a real kid. It's a police officer, somebody like that, who sounds like a kid.
Right.
Here we go.
Where are you?
Oh, I'm just going to go finish getting ready. I'll be right there.
Come here.
No, I promise. I'll be right back.
Come here.
I'll be right there. Great. Got to be more patient.
Actually, I want you to come here.
That's what I thought.
Who did you think you were going to meet here?
This kid I've been talking to.
This kid?
I know she's a kid.
How old?
13, 14.
13. And how old are you?
Too old for 13, 14-year-old.
Too old. What do you do for a living, Jim?
I'd rather not say. Who do you work for?
I'll get to that in a minute.
No, I'd really like to know. I'm sure I'm on TV or something right now.
Why don't you just tell me what you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
And what grade do you teach?
Sixth grade.
Oh. So you teach kids about the same age as the girl you were coming to see. James Rutherford is a sixth grade teacher at a Catholic school in Cincinnati, where he also coaches track. He drove 2 hours to get here.
I would never do anything. I don't know why I'm here.
They all say the same thing, don't they?
Showing off in front of this 13-year-old girl. And the conversation you had with this girl
was bad. I know. I don't know why. I need help. I am going through a divorce. My wife Thursday told me she was leaving me.
Right, so you got to go.
Good judgment on her part.
Got to go out and bang a 12-year-old.
God Almighty! But they're all like that. I mean, I'm reacting the same way everybody reacts at home. I mean, you see these guys, and the nice thing is now he goes sprinting outside, and they lock him up.
You want another one?
Yeah.
Here's another one of these guys for the pedophile show.
But it could happen tomorrow.
How would you stop it?
Hang on. Here you're on.
Since radio personality Don Geronimo lost his wife in a car accident. Frida was killed after her car was hit head-on by another driver who crossed a median outside of Ocean City. Geronimo's never talked about that horrible day, except on his radio show. But he was gracious enough to sit down with me just a few days ago. And we begin with how Geronimo found out about the awful accident.
Hey, I'm at home. Phone rings. It's the Maryland State Police.
All right, I don't want to hear this.
Yeah.
Does it look all right?
You know, are you married?
They're not cheesing it up.
Phone number.
No,
I can't.
Not so far.
Would you turn around the screen so I can see it, please?
There's no way I can move the TV over to.
Oh, it's not on your computer.
No,
I got you. It's not on your computer. Okay, I got you.
I thought you had a big screen.
I'm right back. I look at the caller ID and
DNA. You're right.
Does say,
thank you, Buzz.
Maryland State Police. So then I said, okay, tell me what's going on. They told me she had been in an accident.
You know, I know this is very serious. Oh, turn it off. They're showing the accident scene.
And then that's a blur.
Someone really should have wiped my face off.
That's a blur.
I'm incredibly shiny.
Yeah. Virginia. I think you look fine.
That's a beautiful picture of Frida on TV.
She's dead by the time I'm there, but they're keeping her alive. They're keeping her alive on machines so that, I mean, she's brain dead. They're keeping her alive so I can at least see her and talk to her.
Well, there's a nice picture of my family.
That's what you wanted it to be, right?
Yeah, right.
To go outside the hospital and having to call my son. And tell my son. That was awful.
How did he react?
Calmly.
Now, Geronimo was very clear about this. He did not want the interview to be some sort of hype to boost his show numbers. In fact, he wouldn't even let us shoot him during the show. He just wanted to talk about Frida, what she meant to
him. Why I like Derek McGinty.
Others who may be going through a similar tragedy perhaps can get through it just a little bit easier. You'll get to see more of my interview tonight right here on 9 News at 11.
All right, I got no worries with that. Now, you can turn it off.
Yeah.
I got no worries with that.
That's what you wanted to check.
And you know what I say to Derek McGinty?
Yeah,
you know
that well.
You know, and I'm not kidding. I'm not making myself like Mr. Big Shot.
Stand-up guy.
They all have been like vultures with me, mm-hmm. The TV people. You know,
me and Mike can work on the air for 20 years together.
Right.
I we've had great success. We've had high times, low times. They don't come for an interview. But this thing with Frida, they were all climbing all over me. And really, this guy, Derek McGinty.
He said it, and that's all you need
that's
to know.
That's all I need to hear. I like him. I respect him. I know I made the right choice. And beautiful pictures of Frida that they had on TV today.
Of course.
Very nicely done, you know. I'm so glad I heard that. I'm not going to go back and look at their website and worry about that.
Right. So it was on your mind today. You were thinking
absolutely
about that,
yeah.
And I can't blame you. Exactly what he said he was going to do, or I mean, what you told him you wanted him to do.
Right.
I'm glad he said that,
and he agreed. So yeah. It'll be on the news later tonight. If you want to see it, I urge you to watch it. It was kind of a downer, but I love Frida, and it's a story about a great woman that changed my life, as you all know.
Good, yeah. Very good. I'm glad he did that.
So thank you to Channel 9 for not screwing that up.
All right.
And more important, thank you, Derek McGinty.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, I know we're going back and forth
right.
And back. This is like a weird transition for
me.
Very
weird.
Yeah, this guy, that first teacher, you know.
Let's hear another.
Not to be creeped out, but
let's hear another pedophile tape.
The teacher, you know, and it's glad to
hear
that.
Doesn't take them long to say that they know they're doing something wrong.
But they all really at the beginning they all deny it, don't they?
Right.
I mean, everyone that I've seen when I've watched this, they always deny it.
Until they know they're caught.
Okay. Now I understand this. You know, for me, this is where we just heard TV audio of me talking about Frida, which was on TV. I want to make sure it's okay. So now we're just gonna cleanse that palate and go back to what we were talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
Pedophiles.
Right.
And now here's another guy getting busted last night on NBC.
Where are you at?
I have to go change out of my clothes, okay?
Okay.
Just sit at the bar for a second, okay? I'll be right back down.
A little late to be prowling around these parts, huh?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Why don't you have a seat right over here for me? His name is Tim Isaac. Screen name, Park and Ride 469.
Yeah, you got to know this too.
He's the guy. I just want to make it clear. The guy that comes out, a little late to be prowling around, that's the reporter.
Right. And when you hear the kid say, sit down by the bar, you see that it is a full-size grown woman who's putting in the voice, and she's hiding where the guy can't see her. So the guy opens up the sliding glass door. The cop, who sounds like a little kid, is saying, come on in. And then when that guy comes in and gets comfortable, boom, around the corner, here comes the reporter guy who says, hey, what's your problem, dude?
Right, a little late to be prowling around.
Yeah.
Don, 42-year-old training manager for a global transportation company. He's been chatting online this evening about having sex with a girl who said she was 15, Sadie the Smartie. He wants to know if the sex talk has made her aroused. Sadie the Smartie types, well, not yet. Talk doesn't do anything for me. Park and Ride types back, well, my tongue will. What makes a man get in a car and drive 2 hours?
I don't know, just somebody wanted to meet me and I want to meet them, I guess.
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I didn't really want to, I mean, I wasn't looking for nothing.
You walk into the house.
There it is, always the denial.
Same line.
I wasn't looking for nothing.
Wasn't looking for nothing, I'm not doing anything.
Right. Just drove 2 hours.
Right.
Two freaking hours.
Wasn't going to do nothing.
God. This makes you want to just get a baseball bat seriously and go ahead and just bash guys' heads in.
Yeah. That might be a good punishment.
I mean, I was kind of scared about it, to be honest with you. I mean,
well, you walked in.
I mean, I'm not looking for. I mean, to like do anything or anything. I got boys that are 20 and 21, sir.
Sons.
Yes, sir.
What if one of your kids was home alone and some guy walked in the back door just all happy as heck to be here?
To be honest with you, I wouldn't like it. Sorry. I'm just nervous.
You know, this guy, I wish we had the reporter's name. I feel like an idiot talking about this reporter, this guy. But this is just amazing. I mean, this to me, yeah, is it sensationalized? Absolutely. But is it the combination of making people aware of something and getting these guys locked up at the same time? I think it's fantastic.
They're catching the guys. Let's hear one more, because this is really not like a ha-ha funny thing.
No.
But I'm telling you, the show does good, and the show, not only that, this would kill in the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't put it on against goddamn American Idol.
The reporter is called Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen, okay.
Can you do me a favor and just go have a seat right on the outside of the bar, please?
He drove more than an hour to keep his date for sex with a girl he thought was 13 and home alone. But he says by the time he got to the door, he changed his mind.
I don't know if I'd really be able to go through with it.
But you walked in the door. And as I read some of what he said online, he doesn't sound like a man who plans to back out.
We get into very graphic detail about what you want to do to him. Fantasies dreamed up online or in your mind. Things you might not be able to willingly do when it comes down to it.
I will gently cup and massage her soft lips, kiss them, and run my tongue along them.
Uh-huh.
And it goes on from there in graphic detail. What are we to make of this?
I'm not sure. I don't know what the law says about this.
Well, it's illegal.
Hold on. But nothing has happened yet.
Well, I know. But it's illegal for someone to use the internet to solicit somebody who's 13 for sex.
That I was unaware of.
Didn't know. Hadn't heard. Didn't get the memo.
I was unaware of that.
I was unaware of what I was doing was wrong. Duh!
I was unaware of that.
Jesus.
Anyway.
Man, we've got the local neighborhood watch program is standing out in the backyard. They've got some Louisville sluggers for you, so here we go. Enjoy yourself.
Bam, bam. Give that fan a contract.
Good God.
Knock that guy's friggin' head off.
Almost to a man they deny at the beginning. I wasn't going to do nothing.
Same reaction.
It's awful, but it's great. You should
it's
watch
such
it when
a variety.
It's on.
Isn't that amazing? You see a variety of the type of people.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey. Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, every time someone says to be honest with you, it means they're lying. It's something that they taught us. What I sell timeshare.
You know what? I didn't learn it in timeshare.
They would know.
And it's something. Thank you for the call. It's something that
Bye!
That Frida would say to me. If I'd say to her, "Can I be honest with you?" She would say, "Oh, that implies you're not honest with me all the time."
I say it all the time. I hope I'm not lying.
But, yeah, the pedophile, I mean, we've got plenty more. Maybe
still nobody beats that rabbi.
No.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Because the rabbi, when he pushed the camera away, make it stop.
Where's the guy with the zipper, though? Hold on. Let me see if this is the guy who's zipping up. Hold on.
How are you tonight?
Fine.
Now, what were you doing with your pants there when you were heading towards the door?
Oh, okay, good. This is the one you should hear. This is a guy coming in. Starting,
and then I sat and really worked it.
Like, before he even sees the person.
He's not doing that. He's playing with his zipper.
Ah, right.
How are you tonight?
Fine.
Now, what were you doing with your pants there when you were heading towards the door?
My zipper came down. Excuse me. I'll just go outside and make sure everything's okay.
Well, you brought quite the selection tonight.
Yes, sir.
What do we have here?
Well, that's mine.
Were you going to give any to the 15-year-old?
Oh, no.
Don't do that.
Well, I got a 15-year-old daughter myself.
Oh, well, that's
I asked
a lot. So you brought the 12-pack and 2 6-packs.
I said, what does she like to drink? I say I was never what I was going to bring it. You got it in black and white that I said I'd bring it. But
and you brought it.
Yes, I did.
You say that.
But she also asked for it.
It appears to be clear from this transcript that you are open to the idea of having sex with this girl.
No. Well, appear yes. With us, no. Or maybe. All right. Maybe.
What is it, Alonzo?
Guy.
Yes, no, maybe so.
Maybe.
Maybe. So maybe you would have had sex with this girl.
Maybe.
What should happen to you, Alonzo?
I should go to jail.
Wow. Okay. He's got that right.
And then he goes on to say,
there's pedophiles out there, but that's not my intention tonight. I just wanted to have a party and have a good time.
I hope you enjoyed my performance with Tommy Lee Jones. In the Steven Seagal film where we're on the destroyer.
Under siege. Are you back to Gary Busey again?
I'm sorry.
You are obsessed with Gary Busey today.
Sorry. It's just when I hear a voice that's spot on like
and
that.
How about,
and he's not trying to do an impression.
How about Gary Busey in Drag in that movie?
Yeah.
When he comes
hello.
Out.
Hello.
And the zipper came down. Excuse me.
Did that mic is...
Hello. Don and Mike. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I was just wondering what the name of this show was.
It's Dateline. It's Dateline.
Dateline NBC.
But like I said, they really should call it the Pedophile Show, the Pedophile Hour.
Oh, really?
Not as a joke. It's the fourth time now that they've done this show.
If you've watched any of their shows, one thing that you will learn right away is the incredible number of people that show up for these sting operations. It will boggle your mind. I mean, it'll make you think differently, especially if you have kids, about how you supervise them and what they're doing when you're not around.
It's creepy to watch. Again, the title of the show is Hope and Faith. And it's on,
starring Kelly Ripa.
And Faith Ford. No, it's According to Jim.
With special guest star. What's her husband's name? Mark Consuelo.
Yeah, almost sounds like something he used to say about a Mexican lady we used to know.
Right. You know, it sways low.
No, sways low.
Sweet chariot. Swing low. Sweet chariot. Chariots of fire.
Oh, my God.
Fire bad.
Fire bad. New press secretary, Tony Snow.
Fire.
Bad.
Wheel.
Me, Frankenstein.
Just do a little stream of consciousness right now.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to him starting for Scott McClellan, taking the bolts out of his neck, and he's good to go. White House, new White House press secretary, Tony Snow.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see the one on the pedophile shows where the guy was completely naked?
Yeah.
Yes.
And they caught him twice.
Yes, he came back.
They got him like in a McDonald's a week later.
Yes.
So that was the best when that guy, he walks out and he's just sitting there buck naked on that stool.
And he of all of them, has the deer in the headlights expression on his face.
Like
he's just standing there naked.
I'm just having, and at the McDonald's then.
Right.
I'm just having my lunch.
The catch of the same guy.
It's a great show because the bad guys get caught.
And
there's no shortage of them.
No.
Yeah, they're going to have part two next week, so.
And I hope that, you know, keep coming. I mean, keep doing it, really. Oh, again and again. You said this, didn't you? This could be a regular weekly series.
Bye! Yeah, no, but,
I mean, really, it could be like America's Most Wanted.
Right.
I mean, you got to jazz it up a little bit. Maybe, you know, let's kill the perverts, or let's kill the kid touchers, or let's, you know, let's beat to death the kid touchers with baseball bats
in a perfect world.
I've toured prisons and talked to prisoners, and they are not big fans of pedophiles.
Hold on.
I'm applauding the fact that he's toured prisons.
I have.
what prisons have you toured?
Leavenworth. Hear that one?
That's a pretty bad
federal prison. Kind of nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, most of the prisons in the prison system in Kansas I've been through.
Really?
Including women's prisons.
Why is that?
Really?
The tour was 4 to 6 months.
You know, back when I was like a newsman.
Leavenworth is
yeah,
nasty. That's
isn't pretty
it?
Real. But what these guys said is not too fond of pedophiles. They like to take care of these guys once they get behind bars.
Yeah, that's kind of a known fact that if you're a kid toucher, you're dead in jail.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, anybody that has to do with anything like that, a Jeffrey Dahmer would be a good example of that. I mean, they kind of short work of him.
I think kid touchers number one, even before a guy who like, cuts people up and eats them.
Mm-hmm. So what are you in for?
I'd rather not talk about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I'd
rather not say,
hey, bitch.
How you doing?
Didn't I see you on Dateline?
You see that stainless steel toilet over there without a seat on it? We're going to make you go swimming in it.
Oh, now. Nah.
Are you ready for some baseball?
I've seen you on TV.
I wish I could quit you. Matter of fact,
this president believes what's good for ExxonMobil is good for America.
I can't wait till we get to the new studios. But Jesus Christ.
We're putting everything on one CD today.
Take me out to the ball game.
There it is. So what did I play instead? Was that Chuck Schumer? Jesus Christ, who cares what Chuck Schumer's got to say?
I do. I do. I like Chuck Schumer.
Real difference maker he is. That's a wasted vote.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Stop it, you.
Hey, listen to the new theme song for Major League Baseball.
Rocky, I want to introduce you to my new cellmate. Yeah. This is Pete O'File, and we're going to play ping pong with his head.
We got a break. It looks to me like everybody wants to talk about the pedophile show.
Yeah. Good. I think the more that we spotlight it and NBC and everybody that it's just amazing the limitless supply.
It's a good show.
Pervs.
I just tell you, I'm looking ahead tonight. Sure could use it tonight. I mean, for instance, like I said, tonight's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On ABC at 8 o'clock, they've got American Inventors. That's a pretty good show. Gets a pretty good number. CBS has Survivor. Everybody watches Survivor, right? Fox has That 70s Show. A lot of people watch that. NBC has Will and Grace.
Is Will and Grace, I thought they were done.
They're in the last.
It's the last 100 episodes. Okay. And then a rerun of Greg Garcia's show, My Name is Earl, before the new one.
Ah.
You know, you want to be competitive on Thursday night, NBC. I'm telling you right here, 8 to 9, The Pedophile Show.
Yeah. I don't
I'm telling
know.
You.
Nothing on. I'd just go out.
you take out the...
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
You know, that was really...
Subtle?
That was blind. That was absolutely just... What a whore.
Mm-hmm.
What a whore. Why not just say it?
Go out to O'Mara's tonight.
You told him to say it.
If you're going
to
be called a whore, you might as well be a whore.
God.
Absolutely.
I call it a veiled reference. I call it subtlety with a capital S.
I call it whoring, but it's okay with me.
Thank you.
It's okay with me. They could use that show tonight on NBC.
Yes.
But they, you know, they never listen. They never do. Hold on. One call? Can we take one call before we break? Then we come back and we break and we do that and we hit buzz? Yeah, one call. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Don't hit me.
Hi, Donna Mike. I just wanted to let you know I was watching that show with my 14-year-old daughter last night, who is on MySpace, or has been in the past and is no longer.
Good.
And she puts herself out there as being a 19-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted her to see that.
You know, really, and that's the age, really. That's the age where totally, I think, totally appropriate to, you know, sit down with your kids and watch that show.
Sure.
And see what kind of creeps are out
there.
That's
a good move as a parent.
Well, if your daughter's on MySpace saying that she's 19, it's a very good chance that she's gotten an email from Joe. So you might want to check the inbox.
Yeah. She's saying she's 19. We should point that out. Saying, yeah. In fairness to Joe, that's it.
You but know. Joe looks for the ones who say they're 19, and he can tell by the MySpace picture they're not really 19.
God.
But we've changed our computer access right now, so she has no access to anything.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think it's so scary when they talk about on that Dateline show the kids. You know, with the access to the computers, just and it really and not being able to supervise what's going on, it's just like anything else.
Yeah,
you know?
But you got
to
tell them and just and let them go. I mean, like you can't take it if you take the computer away. You know,
you can't take it away.
She's going to go somewhere else and find a computer, whether it's from MySpace or just email or whatever.
No, you know, I think really the most you can do is to really make them aware of the kind of guys that are out there. I mean, that's it. Because really, if you try, it's going to be the forbidden fruit thing if you remove it.
Thank you for the call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Do they arrest these guys afterwards or what?
Yes.
Or
they didn't before. In the early episodes, they didn't, but they do it now.
Yeah, they caught a lot of flack because they were letting these guys walk out like in the first episode they did. And then they wised up and the cops are waiting outside. And what's great is, I think Mike may have alluded to this, when they run, the cops are waiting for them right outside.
And they seemingly enjoy the tackling procedure.
They do.
You know, they sometimes, I saw one guy get tackled and, he was about 4 feet away.
And you know, just like on the show Cops, I got to wonder, if I'm one of these guys, I know that you've got to sign a waiver. That, you know, you don't have the choice, no matter what your crime is, of being put on TV against your permission.
Right.
Because like on Cops, they pixelate guys out who don't want to be on TV. How come all of these pervs have their faces and their names on TV?
I asked that question when we were talking about this the first time. I think what it is, they've committed a crime. Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
they
forfeited it because they have evidence of. I don't know because I don't think that there's no way they have to sign a waiver.
All the people on Cops guilty?
Not really.
I mean,
not all of them. How did they do a domestic crime?
I'm being facetious, but don't you see a lot of times? Yeah, a guy who. And this guy's right, that you'll see the cops go on the show Cops. Stop, stop, stop. A guy runs, and even if he's innocent, and they have to let him go, they'll say, like, why'd you run, why'd you run? He sees his face is pixelated.
I think NBC Legal would probably tell you what they have to do, but I think if they're in the act of committing a crime, the only problem they would have is if they were found not guilty of that crime.
Right.
And then they could come back and it would be actionable. But if they're in the middle of committing a crime, I think that's the way to... Because these guys aren't going, yeah, go ahead, put my picture on TV.
If they're arrested...
There's no way they're given permission.
They're arrested, it becomes a matter of public record, so it's that's
all right. Well, then very quickly, because we got a break, what about the first episode, then?
Yeah, right.
When they weren't arresting those guys...
That I don't know. Maybe there were waivers.
They weren't pixelating them out then.
Maybe they weren't worried about the guys coming back and busting them.
See you later. Thank you for the call.
Bye!
We really were late. We got to run. But hold on. Jackie has written something. I can't read your writing.
Joe thinks Dateline is an actual date line. Looking for dates.
Jackie Martling.
Talking about Joe.
Jackie Martling joining us in the studio today.
God. Oh, my.
Thank you, Jackie.
It might have been better a little while ago, but probably not, huh?
Okay, so the joke is Joe thinks that Dateline
is a line for dates.
Like eHarmony.
Harmony.
Right. Okay. Let's. Don and Mike go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Father. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show.
There. Radio at the lowest price possible, consistent with quality. The Don and Mike Show.
And of course, Bobbert De Niro.
Bobby D.
I don't want to call him Bob. I don't want to call him Robert. Bobbert De Niro.
Sounds like something Regis would call.
Hey, Bobbit.
Hey, Bobbit.
I couldn't help but noticing in the about De Niro, the Tribeca Film Festival opened, and they had the premiere of United 93, and they had like zero celebrities that wanted to show up to walk down the red carpet. But I did notice that Bobbert De Niro, he is a super fan of interracial love.
Oh, he's been married. He's been in an interracial marriage for years.
Yeah, but he's had all kinds of black girlfriends.
I think so. Yes, but hasn't he? Well, when did he get married? I mean, he's been married a while, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think he.
Yeah,
but I think he swapped out like he swapped one chick for another chick like 10 years ago. Maybe
Bobby D.
Another one before that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was I guess it was on the Exclamation Point channel that I was watching, and they were saying not a lot of celebrities showed up for this premiere of United 93, and only De Niro was there because it's his Tribeca Film Festival, and here's his wife, and then they just throw in, there he is, there's Robert De Niro and his wife. You know, he dates black women exclusively.
They said that on Entertainment Tonight?
No, on Exclamation Point.
Oh, Exclamation Point.
He dates black women exclusively.
That's such a stupid thing to say, because that is his wife, right?
Yeah, no, but and then they went into whoever, it was a guy, and it was, now it's not that guy, it's not Steve Kometko, who's not on.
And where has Steve Kometko been?
Mike. You know what I'm saying?
I hope he's all right.
I bet I know who it was.
Who?
Ted Casablanca.
You know what? Okay. He's a fag.
You are.
It's frightening, really.
I read his work. He's flamboyant but accurate.
It's him, and he's next to a real cute black woman. So he says, you know, he dates black women exclusively.
The guy, the commentator does?
And then the sister, she says, oh, but they've been married for a while. But I remember when he was going out with, yeah, you're right. And she does something like, and baby got back. She's doing the, like, she's on Soul Plane or something.
So they do a riff on this.
They do. But, like, everything on TV, it's awkward because, you know, she doesn't know how to respond to what he's just said.
Right.
And I think what they really wanted to try to talk about was how come no celebrities are coming to the premiere of United 93.
Right.
And all they really ended up doing was talking about Robert De Niro and the fact that he likes black chicks, but they never really came out and said it.
I have no idea how I feel about going to see that movie, but I think I'm going to go see it because I want to go see it, and I am going to go see it. I almost feel like I've been, in a certain way, marketed to go see it because they're selling it the right way to me.
No, fellas, listen to me.
What?
Please, 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 please. I feel this with all my heart. I swear to Christ.
Yeah.
It's really sad that we live in a world now where something like 9/11 can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we are such a society of give it to us now, give us CGI, let us see exactly what happened.
Right.
I mean, we've not caught the bad guys yet.
No, but we have a movie.
Yeah, and that pisses me off.
Right,
I know they're marketing it towards the families, and the families are saying that it's a story of real American heroes.
Right.
BS. If it's a story of a real American heroes, you know what you do? And this is where the film company, I say to them, and if I could say the F word, I would scream it. They've announced that on opening weekend, they will give 10% of the opening weekend box office to build the memorial in Pennsylvania where the plane crashed.
I don't know if you know the answer to this, because this is very important. Carl and I were talking about this as to whether we go see this movie or not. They have gotten together and obviously gotten the permission of, I heard,
and
all
help
of the families to do this.
Right.
Where are the profits of this movie going? Does anybody know the answer to that?
Yeah, I saw it before. I don't remember exactly, but I know some of it goes to the family's survivor's fund.
Some, you know, that's...
how much I don't remember.
See, here's the thing.
See, what? I think I really... It would be a slam dunk if all of it went to the survivor's fund. I mean, just on this particular thing.
But even with that, though, it's too recent.
You said that early on, too soon.
America agrees.
It's too... Well, if America agrees, how come the movie's being put out there, Buzz?
Well, because somebody in the movie company believes they've got a shot. But they do surveys, they do market research with every movie that's released. And the market research on this movie showed a higher percentage than ever in history of people who say, I have absolutely, positively no intention of seeing this movie.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Please hear me out here, okay? Because I want to finish my point about this. I am really, and because I feel this way, part of me feels this way about it. You know, we got so kicked in the ass by this, and I feel like as a society, we have been sitting around with deer in the headlights, you know, red alert, yellow alert, this alert. When's it going to happen? Where's Osama bin Laden? What's happening? There's part of me that says I wouldn't mind seeing something where, even though that plane went down, where it's about people that had the balls to do this. And there's part of me that feels that way about it, where if I watched this, I was going, yeah, the plane might have gone down, but God damn it, we didn't let them, at least on this flight, accomplish what those bastards had set out to
Counterpoint.
Do.
Counterpoint.
All right.
There's some jackass getting rich.
Yeah.
Why don't you look at it like you do about ExxonMobil?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's not pissed today as we're paying $4 a gallon for gas when you hear that ExxonMobil made in profit in the first quarter $8 billion with a B dollars? Mm-hmm. Now,
I just got that answered. And the thing is, I want that spelled out for me. And I think if they're going to say that this is the story of Triumph, they've got to deal with that, because I think a lot of people feel the way you do as far as whether you go see that, if it's making some Hollywood producer wealthy, it's just not right. But I don't know what the details, and they haven't talked about that.
I just find it sick. I don't care if they give
they
all
came
them.
Out. Here's what was a red flare that you wouldn't have liked with that. When they showed the trailer, and they have before every showing of 93, right, they'll ask for donations. Well, that's... You're paying movies, so what you're paying to see
like
the movie.
Oh, like they do the Will Rogers thing?
Yeah.
Like Richard.
I think that's what I saw.
Hi, this is Bob Newhart. You know, the Will Rogers Foundation really helps. Someone's coming through the theater. Oh, geez, what a bunch of crap.
Now, I don't know whether I'm going to see it or not, but I have mixed emotions on it.
Too fast. Too friggin' fast. I mean, it was like 60 years before we did a movie about Pearl Harbor. And incidentally, we won that one, okay? We won that one, and even that movie... 60 years later, sucked ass.
What if
this is awful?
But if you see the movie, if you see the movie and you go see it and it motivates you to not lay down, to not feel like we laid down and we just took it, which is the one example, the only example on 9/11 where they knew what was going on and they went in and they did this.
I got to stop you for a second.
What's that?
You're not showing you're not showing your support by going to a movie.
I'm not showing it. I'm not talking about support. I'm talking about what the movie... I'm being, selfish with this. What's the movie going to do for me? If it's going to make me feel good about one element of what happened. There were hero stories about people pulling people out of the ashes and the rubble. But if I see that, because, man. I mean, I still feel like we're all still reeling. And if this did something to say, we've got people that have the balls to do this, that have the courage, I don't know. But then when you mentioned that thing about the producers getting rich off of that's abominable. That's not good.
I mean, they're giving a percentage. They're giving some to the families.
They should give everything.
We should have some goddamn respect and take the money that we're using to make this movie and go catch the bad guys.
Right.
And listen, once we catch the bad guys and we're undefeated again in wars, then make all the movies you want.
Yeah.
Make all the goddamn movies you want. And when they change the ad... Because the ads originally were putting people down, making people feel down.
Right.
And now they have the director, saying, this is what it means.
I got news for
you.
Can
I tell you what else pisses me off? Mm. He's not American. I mean, he's not, he's from Britain.
He's a British director.
Mr. Greengrass.
Not that terrorism doesn't strike everybody, but.
No, obviously the Brits, dealt with their subway crap.
Yeah, but still, come on. I mean, please.
Hello. This movie is really a tribute to the American spirit.
Well, really, ass? How much of the money are you giving, Mr. Lord of the Rings, or whoever the frig you are, big, fat, British guy?
Well, the thing is, when you talked about they're doing different things to not make people feel down, I saw the trailer in a theater, and just the trailer was a body blow, as far as just feeling, you know, kind of reliving that thing that we all relive.
Also, I saw the theaters are going to be supplying Kleenex.
And well, people are crying.
Like the movie theaters is going to, the movie company is going to be supplying Kleenex.
That sounds like that's Hollywood hype right there.
They do that at porn theaters, too.
What?
They do that at porn theaters.
At porn theaters.
Supply Kleenex? That's a rough deal. Oh, Christ. You know, we're way too serious like this last 20 minutes. I mean, Kid Touchers, United 60, it's not 69, is it?
93.
Or is it 39? I'm dyslexic. You know what I need, Buzz? I need just a palate cleanser before we get to your
meeting. That's fair. I think that would be appropriate.
And we have, now this is good. One person who maybe can answer this for us, a psychologist on the telephone about Flight 93.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, doctor.
And this is Dr. Gavin.
Dr. Gavin, good or bad to go see that movie, doctor?
I'll go see that movie.
Uh-huh. And why, doctor?
Because it'll be good.
I'm sold.
There you go.
Why, from an expert.
Why will it be good, doc?
Because it's a rated R movie.
Can you spell United?
I can't. Can you give me a better word to spell?
A better word, flight.
No.
93.
F-I-R-T 93.
Perfect.
Thank you, doctor.
Hey, guess who it is?
Who is it?
Guess who it is? Yeah.
It's Tom Cavanaugh.
No.
Oh, my God.
How are we fooled?
Oh, man.
Boy,
wow.
Fooled.
No idea. That's
don't
incredible.
Don't fool this again.
You fooled.
Our common knowledge to guys you're talking.
You fooled us.
Again.
Yeah.
You did.
You got us.
Good job. He's not.
Our common knowledge to guys you're talking.
Charlie in here.
Watch it.
We got to go to Buzz here. Hold on, Tom.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donald.
Hi, Tommy.
That's common knowledge to guys retarded.
Watch it.
What are your leads? Tell Tom what your lead stories are on your news and comments.
Hey, what's your lead story today, Buzz?
Tom, tonight, the government pretends to investigate big oil. Newspaper declares crystal meth the best cheap thrill.
Yep.
And
what is your other lead story?
Snoop Dogg shows London how it goes down in L.A.
Wow. Stay tuned, Tom.
Stay tuned for Buzz and the News.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
And Tom, you know what Mike says every time at this? I say that's
common knowledge to guys retarded.
See, that's
it.
That was very, very
tarred.
Don and Mike.
Oh, he said it.
Don and Mike, free FM.
Northbound 395 at King Street, a crash there has all of your lanes blocked in the northbound main lanes and southbound. The express lanes are blocked
allowing
a crispy tender chicken with bold blend of Chipotle spices and fresh toppings on a honey wheat roll. Hungry yet? McDonald's new spicy chicken. I'm loving it. At participating McDonald's, I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Hello?
Common knowledge to guys retarded.
Watch it. Watch it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guess what? Guess what this is?
Free FM.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this.
And more.
And more.
Right.
Your round trip ticket to happiness. Don and Mike.
Let me see Buzz. Girdly right now. Buzz brought to you by Cox. It's COX,
right?
Cox Communications, your friend in the digital age. Cox services include a local and long distance telephone, high speed intranet, digital cable. Call 703-480-6222 to order. Robin, Yanni, tell me a lot of people are calling from out of town about the thing with Frida. You go to WUSA's website.
Right.
Will you have a link on our website?
We will have a link as well.
All right, because they'll put the thing up on the web. Tomorrow on the show, attention white trash.
Ah.
the trip to Los Angeles for the finale of The Apprentice.
Yes.
That we were going to give away with the ping pong the rats looking
the
at the genitals. Yeah. The lawyer said no to. We will play a white trash on the phone game tomorrow.
Very good.
That's all you need to know. A white trash on the phone game.
Plus, tomorrow, if we have time, the return of the Wheel of People.
Yes.
And very important tomorrow.
Yeah.
The return of Hopsing.
Oh, my God.
Wow. It's been forever.
Well, he's just,
textbooks.
He's just back. He's been in China.
Yeah.
Oh, what used to be referred to as Red China.
I see. And now, here is Buzz.
Really?
Buzz.
He's a little different.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Socialist.
Well, I can't wait.
He burned down the orphanage that he grew up in.
Another one.
Yeah, he came down with something.
Real unexpected. I mean, real unexpected, Joe.
Yeah, he's a new guy.
Oh, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. More and more of us literally are running on empty. Instead of filling up, an increasing number of Americans are putting just enough gas in their cars to get them where they're going. In Los Angeles, there's a taxpayer-funded breakdown service. You run out of gas, a tow truck shows up and gives you a gallon. And all of a sudden, more people are running out of gas and getting that free gallon.
I'm an idiot.
That way they can still almost afford a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Every time I hear that, I laugh. What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
That's funny.
Finely honed sense of humor.
That's what it is.
Sharp as a tack.
Gas. Run out of gas.
Yes, I get it.
Gas.
Quoting one tow truck driver, you say, hey, you've run out of gas. And they say, yeah, it's too expensive. There was this one guy, says the driver, who was stopping every morning trying to get his one free gallon. I think it's going to be more drastic when the price is closer to $4 a gallon. And a great harumph was heard across the land. Not that sound, but a
harumph.
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 Harumph. What, a harumph, can it be a exclamation of dissatisfaction?
Well, that would be a harumph.
I've never really heard it pronounced harumph. I've only read it in a comic book, H-U-R-U-M-P-H-H-H, exclamation.
I believe I just gave you the perfect example of it. Are you ready? This is what it's
here we go. Harumph.
Okay, but how do you spell that?
H-U-R-U-M-P-F-F-F, exclamation point.
I think it's H-R-R-R-R-U-M-P-F.
We'd have to consult the script of Blazing Saddles.
U-M-P-H.
Which has, give the governor harumph.
I believe the correct spelling is H-R-R-U-M-P-H.
Okay. No F in there.
No.
I think I put an FPH
in
there.
I got the F out of there. It can only...
I put an FPH in there. The same product I put in my hair.
I don't know what that means.
Well, the harumph can only get louder.
You missed that with Buzz. I got the F out of there.
Yeah.
Ah, very good.
See, Buzz.
And the harumph thing can only get louder.
Buzz,
yes?
You right here, you see this head?
Yeah.
Not an off switch.
Right.
He was paying attention.
Always thinking,
that's
always listening.
That's my skull. Always I'm not so wasted, and I still got your joke.
Taking everything in all the time.
And Mike, I got your joke, too.
Thank you very much. And Buzz, I'm sorry I missed yours.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
But you might have missed mine, too.
I might have.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what we do.
It's a push.
Well, anyway, the harumph can only get louder after today's news that ExxonMobil made nearly $8.5 billion profit in the last 3 months. Now, in Washington, with re-election time rolling around, all kinds of chest beating. 8 months ago, these same lawmakers voted to increase the oil company's tax breaks to $10 billion.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should slaughter Pegasus.
Yeah.
The horse, the flying horse.
The winged horse
right.
of Mobil Oil.
And kill that tiger while we're at it.
And let's eat them both.
Yes.
Let's kill them and eat them.
And we'll slice them up with shells. Get it?
Shells.
With shells. And then they smash the shells.
Right. Right.
And another mascot.
And then we're going to ask Billy Preston to come by. You know why?
Why?
Because he can represent BP.
No, Billy Preston.
We both were thinking BP. That works.
Sure. Yeah. And these tax breaks, these subsidies, on top of the government subsidies, totaling hundreds of millions of dollars. Subsidies, because as you just heard, the oil companies need all the help they can get. So for the moment, anyway, the lawmakers are more afraid of you than they are the big oil companies, in spite of all the nice campaign contributions.
You know, whenever we talk politics, and I know we've been too serious on the show, you always talk about the fact that really, in the long and short of it, you know, what really changes? Do you get that same feeling with these news stories every single night?
That's
leading
my point
with
here.
Big oil? That it's just like, it's
hold
nothing.
On.
Nothing's going to change.
Does anybody really believe, whether it's Bush, Clinton, Kennedy, bring back freaking Abe Lincoln?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think that he's going to be able to stand up one day in front of America and say, hey, it's me, Honest Abe. came up with the answer.
Yeah.
Let's all drive cars to get better fuel economy. Have a good summer, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Please. No one's going to solve this.
No.
Not until we learn how to make our cars run on either number one, number two, or number three. Because
mm-hmm.
we got plenty of number one, plenty of number two, plenty of number three.
Yeah, and everybody's going to take it right now, and they're going to continue to take it. We're not going to have, like, a revolution where people are going to have, like, a work stoppage. It's not going
to
happen.
I said to the guy at the gas station today, some guy, and it was the wrong time to use the analogy. After I got yelled at over the intercom for not turning off my car during the gas thing, some other guy pulled up and he's like, do you believe this? This is like being taken advantage of. And I said, well, to quote Bobby Knight, if rape is inevitable, lay back and enjoy it. You know, I was trying to...
Did you actually hear the crickets at that point when you said that?
I heard... and the guy's looking at me like, you're talking about rape?
Yeah.
You're saying rape's okay?
Yeah, you gotta be...
I didn't bother to follow. This is why I don't like talking to people.
Right, exactly.
Generally.
Exactly.
That's why I don't like talking
I would have understood what you meant.
Right. I mean, it's like...
We're being raped.
If it's $3.72 a gallon...
What are you going to do?
And across the street, it's $3.71 a gallon.
Big difference.
I mean, what are you going to do? I don't know about you, but the last time I checked, I don't think I can unicycle the 22 miles to work every day.
No, that would be taxing.
However, if we ever got that...
rickshaw. Yeah, and you know what? I'd be good in a day and a half.
That's my dream.
Then how would you get around?
You pulling me and Mike around in a rickshaw?
And add the mileage, because it would be to his house, to mine, to the station.
But who's going
to
pull it to my funeral?
It'd be fun. It'd be fun, especially the outfit we have for you.
Probably use the SUV.
Maybe an outfit.
Even the president is suggesting that about $2 billion of those tax breaks be removed, the same $2 billion Congress approved 8 months ago, and the president's for canceling several hundred million in subsidies. Some Republican lawmakers want to take back even more of Big Oil's tax breaks. Some Democrats want to take back all the tax breaks. But almost no one wants to talk about a special new tax on the oil companies for when profits get up around, $8.5 billion a quarter. There's also been talk of temporarily suspending the 18 cents a gallon tax we pay at the pump and making the oil companies give everybody a $100 rebate check.
Oh, God. You know, isn't that the idiot approach?
Yeah.
Hey, give the morons $100.
Give the simpletons $100.
And then, okay, what's next, bud?
We'll talk about Snoop Dogg being arrested when we come back.
Thank you. Be right back.
No!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, it's just really reassuring to have your name sung.
I would think
feel
so.
Bad for all you people out there that never have the thrill of having your name sung.
One of the greatest thrills in radio.
Get a jingle.
Not just
can.
Like this.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's something like this. Got some balls to it, you know.
The Don and Mike Show.
Da da da.
WKFK.
Anyway.
Cool.
Well, shame that you have to always put that last part in.
Someday, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
Someday. Someday.
George Michael.
803.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, you see how great it is.
Yeah.
Princes of Peace. Don and Mike.
And once again, here's our friend Guy Brindley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi,
much love this evening to our man Snoop. Mr. Dogg, a rapper of some notoriety, got...
Excuse me?
What?
Snoop Dogg's real name is...
Calvin Brodus.
That's correct.
Thank you, Robbie.
Good pull,
Rob. He knows them
Thank
all.
You, Rob.
Mr. Dogg, a rapper of some notoriety, got jammed up in London with the help of his 30-man posse.
Yo, yo, yo!
Some of the dogs were flying first class, others were not. They all tried to enter the first class lounge at Heathrow, and they got Heathrowed out. So they busted up the duty-free store... And battled for over
he throwed out all my tickets.
And
he throwed airport. He throwed up everywhere. Lord, Snoop. Hey, what is your real name?
His name is Calvin Brodus.
Oh, man.
He throwed up everywhere. He throwed airport.
Man, it's always dangerous when you're, dealing with the law over in the United Kizzle.
Yeah. Anyway, the story is that they busted up the duty-free store and battled for over an hour with riot police. There was bottle throwing and pepper spray. Snoop was face down on the floor being cuffed from behind.
Yo, yo.
Seven cops were injured. Six people were arrested.
Gin and juice!
As they were led away, one of the doggettes shouted, "This is how it goes down in L.A.
You know, I saw a report today on one of the satellite channels that picks up a feed of Sky News.
Sky TV.
Which is Fox News
Europe,
for Britain.
Yeah.
And they had the report, and you know the way they talk.
Mm-hmm.
They don't talk like we do.
They talk
like America. They're like, there's quite the ruckus today at Heathrow Airport.
Do you think you should have Joe do this?
But what they were saying is what you were saying, but in even greater detail,
right,
that like 50 guys went into the first class lounge.
About 30.
And they said 50. You right. say 30. I believe you.
Okay.
Because you're an American.
Right.
Anyway, they say, so they kick them out. And then I think they referred to them as chaps.
Sure.
The chaps go to the duty-free store, and the next thing you know, there are literally hundreds of bottles of whiskey and wine being tossed about.
Mm-hmm.
And here's Mr. Doggy Dog being led out of the airport. So I guess what happened is, what you're saying, but without all the stuff that Sky TV had,
is
the way they described it is that he went into the lounge.
First class
lounge.
His posse wanted to come in with
him. They said, get out.
Tried to take his seat.
Then they went to the duty-free shop,
right,
and they threw bottles of whiskey and wine.
Turned over display
everywhere.
Cases, broke windows.
Wow.
The British press is describing it as a melee.
A melee.
It's a melee.
Anyways, they're being led away. One of the peeps shouts, this is how it's going down in L.A.
Mr. Dog!
In L.A., Snoop was a gangbanger who dealt drugs. The murder charges never stuck. He's out now on bail.
Mr. Dog, do you have any words for England?
Yeah. Yo, yo, yo. Heathrow. Can't kiss my ass.
Rolling with my homies.
Jay Leno, meanwhile, goes free in spite of the lame and never-ending Brokeback Mountain jokes.
Thank you. Oh, you see me, Buzz?
Yes.
SkyNews.com. Uh-huh. Thank you, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Sky News says it took 21 cops to bring order to the situation and that they threw 128 bottles of whiskey.
Wow.
Oh, in the duty-free shop.
Such a waste. It's
inexcusable.
Thank you, Sky News.
21 bottles?
121. It took 21 cops.
Oh, 21 cops.
Over 100 bottles
over
of
100
whiskey.
Bottles.
Smashed over 100 bottles of whiskey.
Senseless.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the rhythm?
The melody.
Jay Leno, meanwhile, goes free in spite of the lame and never-ending Brokeback Mountain jokes. And since Leno's proven he's willing to apologize for jokes that offend, someone else has now written to Jay asking him to back off.
Homo.
That someone is Tony Award-winning playwright Jeff Witte, who knows there's a lot about gay life that is funny. And Jeff thinks he has a pretty good sense of humor. But when he saw the recent bit about a special saddle for gay cowboys, which Jeff calls dated and tired, he, quote,
I call maybe the funniest thing Jay Leno's done. I've not seen it, but
it
sounds edgy.
It probably sounds funnier than it actually was.
Okay.
Anyway, Jeff says he felt pretty effing depressed when he saw it. In his letter, he wrote, gay people to you, Jay, are great material. When I think of gay people, I think of really good people who've been gravely mistreated for a long time now. He tells Jay that coming out is much harder than doing a monologue.
This makes Jay look edgy, which is kind
of
sad.
Quoting again, it takes bigger balls to come out of the closet than anything you've ever done in your life. I'm tired of people like you, end quote.
But isn't it just like Leno? Yeah, I apologize. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm really, really sorry. What am I going to do? I'm going to send a big letter and a letter of apology and say that I'm really sorry if I've offended the gay community.
Jay! Oh, Jay! Ooh. Oh, Lord, Jay! He's talking to the homo, Jay!
Thanks, Kev. Here's some weed.
The park is closed. The moose out front should have told them. That's the story when we come back.
Thank you, Buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They are not going to ruin your goddamn day of joy. The Don and Mike Show.
My pants fell to the floor.
She had an opening and I had a stiff proposition.
Kiss. Yeah. Or at least to say in Providence, Pro FM.
Play more Kiss.
Just answer a request line. Hello, Pro FM.
Play more Kiss. Hello.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Finally, imagine being on a bus full of middle school students for a 4-hour trip to an amusement park.
Hello.
Now make it 4 busloads out of Reno, arriving at Six
Hello.
Flags Marine
Hello.
World.
Hello.
At Six Flags Marine World in Vallejo, California, only to find
the park is closed.
Oh.
Moose out front should have told
you. Oh, yeah. No.
The blame goes to the tour company that arranged the trip. It didn't bother to check Marine World's schedule.
Marine World.
It will now provide a replacement trip at no charge. But for the adult chaperones on that bus, it's a day they will never get back. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, tell me about it, Jeff.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No. Yes, no.
We got to go. So the stuff about freedom will be on our website if you want a link to the TV station with that. And tomorrow we got the white trash trip we're giving away to Los Angeles. Hop sing and Friday.
And you know one thing. Fridays, baby, are crazy.
Woo! Oh, God, am I sure. See you tomorrow with the new episode. Good day to you.
Good day
sir.
To you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
And you.
Jeff, what's for dinner?
Chipotle?
No, Ritter.
They eat it.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.